Saturday Night Virus begins now.
This is as disorganized as it comes.
The virus.
One, two, get down. Pentecost, be the boss.
Yes, I did.
Look at me.
I'm still paying.
Know what to see.
Aw, shit.
Bad muck.
Reggie got on his new animal shoes. Some
look
type of animal. That's my nigga.
A furry.
If it's a fucking extinct or endangered species, nigga. This nigga got Tyrannosaurus shoes on. That motherfucker come in here. Oh, shit. You hear that?
Yeah. Look at me. Know what to see.
How you feeling, everybody? How you feeling, Dan?
I feel good.
I don't know if you feel good.
No, I do feel good.
I don't know if you feel good. Look at Jeffrey out there with the fine ass women, man.
Wow, look at her.
Ah, that's gonna get it. Look at her. Look at her. She look like she's from
she's
another
like a
planet.
Femba.
She's so fine. Look at her.
She's one of those femba. Yeah.
Oh my God, she's not even real. She's so gorgeous.
Kiss boots on too.
Come on in, Jeffrey. What the hell, is Jeffrey, standing out there for? Come in, man.
Hey.
Start that over, cause this is the this is Jeffrey's theme song up in this motherfucker here. Oh my God! Jeffrey Gurian up in this bitch. I didn't even introduce this show. It don't even deserve to be introduced. Look at this motherfucker right here. Hello. How are you doing? Good to see you. Wow. And how are you? Oh, you bought two styles.
You were at Fashion Week?
One that's like...
You were on the runway?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Are you exhausted?
No.
Wow. Cool. Look at that one, right, Danny? Would you?
Of course.
And then he brought like a... All right, let's settle down here for a second so we can introduce this show. Hey, you know what? Jeff, we could just sit down. Ladies, have a seat. Matter of fact, let me just see a runway walk all the way over to that couch.
She's like, yeah, give me $10,000 and I'll do that.
Fuck that. Go ahead, walk. Do the runway walk, beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Look
I'll
at that.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I'm liking the boots.
My goodness.
Boots are my style, too.
I can't wait to see you doing tastefully done porn.
Fuck yeah.
With a theme.
That's what
porn
I'm talking about. Ah, Jeffrey the ball. That's what I'm talking just about. Jeffrey Gurian up in this motherfucker. We're introducing this nigga first. Before even me, nigga. Fuck that. That's Big Bad Jeff up in this motherfucker.
In the
on
house.
Time,
in the
on
house.
Time. With a woman so beautiful, she don't even look real.
Brings tears to your
she
eyes.
She looks like she was hatched. Created by stem cell research.
Species.
My God.
Absolutely.
What's
absolutely
your name? I don't even want to know. You're just, I'm going to call you
fine ass
just
dude.
Thing. She's so fine.
Isn't she amazing?
Oh my God.
Absolutely, right? My healing princess.
Look at her.
She's my muse.
I don't even
she's
know what the fuck
muse.
That means.
I don't
know.
That means.
That's
like some pimp
that's
shit.
Some
yeah, exactly, right.
That's some magic.
That's
shit.
Some magic.
That's some
magic
shit. You know,
if
a pimp don't know what muse is, she's like, okay. I bet you Jeffrey got a pocket full of sparkles, nigga.
Poof. Casting a magic spell.
She don't even like she has a period yet, Jeffrey. How old are you, precious?
You don't want to get it.
No, I checked. I made sure.
Very young.
She's of age.
Yeah, I'm of age.
How old are you?
She's a
come
baby
on, Delicious.
Girl.
Stop doing that shit that aww these gay guys on
I
the
mean,
runway teach
you. No, you know, no one has any age. You know that. Nobody talks about
fuck,
age.
First of all, Jeff, Jeffrey is like from, I never had tutelage under Jeffrey.
No.
But I know it's somebody.
You could
like,
just feel the pimpness
he's
on
he's like
him.
The emperor.
You can feel it.
He's like the emperor. And
hey, it takes one to know one, bro.
That's yeah what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And there's
yeah,
there's somebody
it
out there that if me and him get our hands on,
uh-huh,
he'll be teetering. So I don't know if I'm going to call myself the Jedi or Palpatine. And I don't know if he looks more like Palpatine than I do.
Like the emperor.
Maybe I'm Sam Jackson. He's the emperor. And he's, but see, he already fucked me up. He used his word like muse.
Muse.
But he, I think you are more like Reggie when it comes to the game. than
who's Reggie?
Dante.
Oh,
let me introduce the show. By the way, we just started. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Like she should be over there.
Well, she's gonna come. Oh, Jesus.
Super Sonic.
I like, you know,
you have no idea the
that's right up my alley.
Right
George
now.
Clinton's woman. Hit. Look at this. She got boots.
Come here, I gotta laugh.
Amazing.
Come over here, I gotta
inside
laugh.
Inside of an asshole. There you go.
All the way up to the snatch.
There you go.
Right,
right,
right up there.
You
got right it. That's my girl.
Right.
So is it? Oh man, this is hilarious. I don't know how we got it already.
Party,
but
it's party time, man.
Let me,
that's it.
Let me,
party time, party time with Patrice.
Let me. No,
and
it's,
Reggie.
It's here we go.
He's the only one to call me Reggie.
Look at that. Look at this. All right, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I really wanted that music. Give me some. What else we got today? Because people deserve music today for who we have in here. It's a bunch of special
absolutely
guys.
And some hardcore.
Ooh, this is good.
Welcome to the Black Phillip Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Patrice O'Neal. Not Black Phillip, by the way. It's just the concept of the show. People ask, what's Black Phillip? Don't make a difference. We're here to help you deal with your woman problems most of the time. Sometimes we're going to cause problems. You might break up. I suggest Danny breaks up now because I see XOXO baby girl or whatever starting to fucking talk a lot.
Whoa.
Yeah, she does have a little mouth.
A little chatty.
Yeah. She's chatty. Today she's been chatty.
So this is, of course, every time we're here, Danny is the man that runs the show. He lets people in. He fucking runs the board. He plays the music. This nigga is a machine.
Yeah.
Steve Austin.
Does it all.
We're going to go clockwise. The great... all-powerful Drew Boogie, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Drew Boogie.
Drew Boogs.
I can't even see you today, Patrice.
Drew, well, yeah, slide damn over, dog. Like, right, slide over here.
Put yourself where you can see him. It's worth it.
Slide over here, dude. So we can see you. You can't move?
It doesn't matter. I'll be blocked no matter what.
It's kind of limited.
All right, well. I should banish Jeffrey and his concubine to that chair, but I won't because we got to see Jeffrey, man.
Yeah.
And of course, we have a special guest today that's in right away, dude. This guy is, I don't even know, he's something extraordinary.
Yes.
Because when people see, I know him, but I always know, I just go, hey, Jeffrey, we always know Jeffrey, do we mutual respect thing? But I've never really asked Jeffrey what he do. But I always know
he does things.
That he has a,
Jeffrey does things.
He has an aura.
Yeah.
He's something extraordinary. I don't know what. I don't even want to make a mistake and say what he is extraordinaire, but he has what, 15minutes.com?
Well, Comedy Matters is the column that I write, that I've been writing for a long time, that covers the comedy world. But I'm best.
You don't do 15minutes.com anymore?
No, I switched to New York Cool. It was
what's
15
it
minutes for a long time. New York Cool.
NY.
NewYorkCool.com.
New York, actually.
NYORK. NewYorkCool.com. And the column's name is Comedy Matters. You've been in it so many times.
What about the Lampoon?
I always feature you.
What about the Lampoon thing?
Well, I'm the producer. Yeah, well, we haven't launched, you know. I'm the East Coast producer for National Lampoon Radio. But I'm mostly a comedy writer. You guys are both in my new book.
I would say what do they call it? A socialite? Or is that what they call girls?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think girls are socialites.
What's a guy socialite?
Social loot?
Come up with a word. A social loot, yeah.
I don't know.
Renaissance man.
Yeah, I
like that.
Right?
I could go with that.
Renaissance man.
Yeah,
is good.
At one point in Jeffrey's life, he was a dentist. And I have a problem.
I'm sorry, who are you?
That's a nasty
Jeffrey. Yeah. Jeffrey,
that's
don't
a nasty
listen.
Rumor.
That's
just
listen,
a nasty rumor.
Listen, let's get some order in this room
yeah,
already.
Yeah, get some order in here.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, I got to control my women.
Yeah, she's talking.
We'll
get to her. She see I'm going
stay
clockwise,
put.
But Miss Giant Boots couldn't wait.
That's
all
right. Could she? It's going to be all right. We're going to work you in. Yeah, I know.
I gotta work on that.
But ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey, that's okay because we have a thing where I have a finger, and it turns off shit when things get a little out of hand.
Absolutely right. People respond to that finger.
Yeah, you too, Amy. I've seen Amy kind of try. I kind of gassed her up. A couple of girls said, "Listen,
they said you go ahead and
one, two, three. Don't let them fuck with you, girl."
We'll
get Amy right too.
Oh, good.
Jeffrey Gurian, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The great Jeffrey Gurian has joined us for the show. God bless him.
And I'm so happy to be here. We've been talking about kicking it for a while now.
Yes, sir.
Every time we get together and hang out, we're like, we got to do this. So it's finally happening. It's here. And I'm really excited to be here with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Jeffrey, awesome. introduce the lovely young ladies you brought with you.
Okay, well, this is Jacqueline Bollier.
And let me describe her. She's... She's like the Terminator girl hot. The bitch that plays the Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
She's Fox, white girl hot.
Transformers chick hot.
She's Fox, yeah. Channel white girl hot. She's high school, like Dawson's Creek.
Fantasy hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's, she's nobody can get her hot.
But you look like smart. Like you don't look like a one of those hot dumb girls. You probably have like a doctorate or something. Are you pretty smart or are you? Are
this
you
is
like,
gonna be difficult.
No. Are you smart or you're kind of retarded?
I've owned a business for 5 years.
Owned a business. Look at how you're looking at me, Patrice, right off the bat.
That's what, no, sweetie. I want you to talk because I love the way how she looked at you. Like, what is this thing talking to me?
I'm like, Jeffrey, wind her up because I want to hear what's.
Let me and you can feel you can feel Amy's little like the
little hatred,
her
little
hatred towards women like this.
That is not true.
You could see it wind her up.
Not listen, true, because I could tell that she's smart.
Little,
if I thought she was vacant, I'd
a
be
little,
like,
a little,
well,
that's not true. Because Amy's a
first
secure
of all,
woman.
That's a backwards kind of arrogant compliment to say somebody looks smart.
Yeah.
As your judge, like you judge what somebody looks smart.
That's right.
So
we all
know.
Do that.
I don't.
Patrice. You don't judge, and you don't look at a girl and think you're probably stupid.
No,
a lot.
I look at a girl and I say, I hope she's stupid. It'd be easy to get some ads if she's dumb.
That's nice.
I'm not looking for a smart chick. Later on, I'll look for her.
What's interesting about
her? Wait, what's her name again?
Jacqueline.
Is that your real name, or is that the whole?
Jacqueline Bollier is my real name.
Oh my god.
Mm. My parents named me very well.
Oh, look at her, a little sass and everything.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I got the cool French name.
Oh, she probably smells like cholesterol. Like, butter,
sugar cookies.
I look at her. Look at it. She tried to get a little like sassy, and it wasn't even scary. It just makes your nipples hard. My parents named me well, thank you. More.
Say something else.
So the lovely Jacqueline, and we're going to introduce the other young lady, bro.
Ivy Supersonic, the amazing Ivy Supersonic. What I wanted to say about Jacqueline.
Wait a minute,
that,
hold on a second. Okay. Ivy what?
Supersonic. That's the name she was born with, believe it or not. She came from a long line of Supersonics.
Ivy Supersonic. Is your last name is Supersonic?
Ivy is an incredible.
My last name is Supersonic. It's
tattooing
right there.
Ooh. Oh,
oh
wow.
My God.
Wait, show me your tats, baby. Show
me
see. Show me your tats. She's got like 18.
Oh, my God.
No one's shy in this room. And your bracelets are handcuffs. That's awesome.
Let me read this. Let me describe this.
You're ready. She's ready.
What we got? Okay. Whenever.
God bless him.
We got the cartoon of myself with the big boots.
Hold on,
Patrice,
Jeffrey.
I told you
Jeffrey,
I let you down, right?
You didn't.
Okay,
you didn't. Except for
this,
the mouth. The mouth.
That's only temporary. I was telling her that.
Let me read this situation. Okay, she has on. Let me explain this. She has on a black T-shirt. Just a. Jeffrey,
it's Patrice's show.
No, no, it's not. It's not that it's my show. This is not about. This is not a dictatorship. This is a thing to teach.
Mm-hmm.
This is a teaching show.
Right, and you are the teacher.
And but I don't I don't want her to feel bullied. I want her to naturally want to shut up.
Because
she's a yapper, and she's so used to needing she wants that. She's like one of these beautiful women. That force personality on you, and she doesn't need it because she's gorgeous, but she's still gonna like fucking sparkle and things.
She's so gorgeous though that she doesn't know that she doesn't need that thing on her tooth.
There's a lot of extra, some fucked upness going on that you don't even need it.
She doesn't need it.
Can you help me?
I will if you shut your face, but I'm looking at you, Jeff. Jeff, I'm looking at you for you to stop it.
Right, exactly.
This is your responsibility.
It's my place. You gotta let the
man
talk.
May I read her crotch area?
Yes, absolutely. I want you to read it loud
and clear.
All right,
she has
Ivy. Ivy. Ivy.
All right, the
thank you.
Crotch area right there.
Why won't she shut the fuck up, Jeffrey?
Okay. Let us read.
Ivy.
Let me see. All right, let me see.
All right.
Let me read it. I can read, Pumpkin. Donor for whatever.
It's close, but.
Wait, donor.
He doesn't get the cigar.
Donor?
Down for whatever.
Oh, down
whatever.
For whatever. And okay, this
whatever,
is amazing.
Whatever.
She has on a badass bitch T-shirt, just a T-shirt, like one of those kind of Danny T-shirts that these fucking downtown heroin addict T-shirts that Danny likes to wear. You know, these fucking underdog and fucking Fruit of the Looms shits.
It's horror movies.
And she has a badass bitch. It says badass bitch. She's tatted up, but she's super gorgeous. She's like a
suicide girl.
Yes. Perfect. Nah. She had, but she got some little money because she got on a Louis Vuitton hat with her fucking Prada glasses.
Like, she's mixing the.
Well, let me finish describing her. Now, when she pulled up, she has on these long, like, snakeskin looking,
crotch-high boots.
Crotch-high. All the way up to the twat, right?
Yeah.
And skull purple panties. Like, panties in the front with a skull. And she has growing hair, her hair's growing back, pussy area. Like, so around the thigh, it's pussy dots where the hair's coming back. Not but like Jacqueline. I know you use the she goes to Brazil to get a Brazilian wax.
Clean as a whistle.
But it's this girl is like a rocker.
This is impressive.
Hot kind of thing. Danny, here's what Danny's doing. Danny's trying to pretend like this girl is not turning him on. He's keeping his cool.
But Patrice,
he's trying to be cool, but I can see Danny sweating. That's how hot this girl is right
now. Patrice, but the thing is, the skull is real.
What do you mean?
On her underwear, it's a real skull.
Wait, let me see this.
Some guy.
Yeah, let me see this.
Some guy left his head down there.
I haven't even seen this.
Is that hot?
What do you do for a living, Precious?
I'm a designer. I design feathered hats like the one you saw at Pamela Anderson rock, the big pink.
I was hoping you said porn star. I don't even care after you said fucking what you said.
All right. Well, I'm a designer. Ivy.
She designs amazing hats.
All right.
Models don't wear clothes. They just wear body paint. She does these amazing fashion shows. Her models wear these big feathered hats and just paint on their bodies. Incredible.
It's called, like, living works of art.
Yeah, she's been on CNN, and all the networks cover her.
I'll be impressed when I feel like it.
Yeah.
She's trying to force her talent.
Wait,
You don't mind, do you, Jeffrey, if I try things on her?
Not at all.
Thank you very much.
Not at all.
Because God bless Jacqueline over there. She is just well-mannered.
She's so
God. I feel like just giving her a bowl and make her walk around the room on top of her head. Just put a bowl on her head. Make her do posture.
Well, you know, she's a ballerina.
I am a classical ballerina.
Of course she is. And she pees at 9:02 every morning. So let me finish introducing our of course, my co-host is Dante Reggie Nero.
Yeah. What's going on?
No introduction needed, of course. And we have a special, special, special guest. Young lady who came in with her, you know how women come in because they think I'm abuse them and stuff. They come in all ready to fight.
So not like that.
Ready to fight. Not you, Pumpkin. Reggie, this is your girl for tonight. Let me see what you're going to do. When you calm her down. This lovely young lady was the third runner?
So good. That means four. I was fourth. Third runner means fourth, right?
Say it again?
I came in fourth. Is that third runner-up? Yeah.
Well,
I always get confused with that.
You came in fourth place.
Fourth place.
On last year's Comic Standing. And that was fourth to Lavelle Crawford, who was second place.
Mm-hmm.
John Ream, who was first place.
John Reap.
Wasn't it?
Reap. R-E-E-P.
And who was third?
Jerry D.
Canadian. And this young lady came in fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So that's pretty big. She's a New York City native. And by the way, Leah's mom got hit by a car.
Oh yeah.
So she's with her mom taking care of business. So we miss her and, you know, she'd be okay.
Oh man.
What are you going to do? And, so ladies and gentlemen, Amy Beth Schumer joins us today.
Thank you for having me.
The lovely, talented Amy Beth Schumer. And she is lovely.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
But she's not. She's Midwest pretty.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to do makeup and stuff.
And she's wearing the color red.
You're a badass.
Thank you.
But she's
oh shit.
She's very hot.
She's wearing the color red. You know,
she's a very hot girl. She has a very cute thing. But Amy refuses to be a sexual entity.
That's not true.
Why?
No. No way. I'm a sexual entity. Ladies, do anything?
Absolutely.
No.
And that's what, you know,
why would you ask ladies, hey, ladies?
Well, because girls know when when you're not putting any sexuality out there, you know?
Are you?
I'm trying. Shit, good to hear that I'm not.
We know she's putting out all type of sexual energy.
She just looked at me like I was crazy. She's like, you're not putting shit.
She might have came. She should have came in here with a sword shaped like a dick. That's how much energy she's putting out.
Yeah.
I can't get any from her. She's just hot. Jacqueline's just you know.
She maintains.
She doesn't have
she's
to do
impeccable.
Anything.
She maintains.
She's impeccable, but I don't feel any horniness at all. Not a drop. I don't smell nothing horniness.
No, I'm a sweet, innocent little girl.
Where are you from? What's your accent?
I'm from Connecticut, but I've traveled all over and I seem to have picked up a little bit everywhere.
So you just got a fake French Colombian
yeah,
accent.
Oh, wait a minute.
What an ass. She's just coming here. Hello, I'm from the Bronx and I just traveled all over. I've been over the fucking world. I don't sound like I'm from Spain. Hello, I'm Jacqueline. Wow. Hello, I'm Naomi Campbell. I'm from Africa. Really?
I've spent a lot of time in England, and a lot of my friends are English.
Really?
Well, I've been
you
to Tijuana,
an English boyfriend?
Jacqueline. I
yes,
want you to
I
know
have.
About that.
You had an English boyfriend?
Yes.
Really? How was that uncircumcised log? Did you like it?
They don't do that over there? They
I
don't
shall keep
they
what's don't, in, the that's bedroom, not... in the bedroom in the bedroom.
Excuse me?
I shall keep what's in the bedroom in the bedroom.
You haven't
I'm
in the
saying,
bedroom?
I'm saying, did you had sex with the guy, of course. So was you, the uncircumcised jammy? How was it? You
it was
did you
great.
Did was it something to get was it something to get used to?
No.
She's speechless.
You just
Jacqueline keeps a lot to herself.
Yeah. Which is good for radio, of course.
That's great.
It's like bringing props on the radio. I brought a lot
now,
of pictures.
Now let me
show
ask
your
you a question. I wouldn't want to be get her in trouble. Like if you was to talk in very frank, would that hurt your career or something? Like, if you was to say, if you was to get into what you like sexually and things like that, would that hurt what you're trying to be, Miss fucking 75 Voices? Be honest. Like, I won't ask you.
But I keep that all to myself.
Why?
I always have.
But why? See, this is...
She's from Connecticut.
No. It's not reserved. See, this is the thing. Like, again, this is how me and Jeffrey, and me and Dante are very different. You and Jeffrey are very alike.
Yeah.
I have no patience for women who decide that this is what they want but have no reason. They just say this is how it's going to be. Now, most of the time, guys tell you something and they give you a reason for that. You understand what I'm saying?
You
so if I ask you if I ask you how old you are and you go, a woman doesn't tell her age. Okay, why is that? No woman to this day has told me why the fuck women won't say their age when
or,
you ask them.
Or why it's rude to
why?
Ask.
Why?
Exactly. Go ahead. I'm asking why.
How old do you think I am?
52.
Can I curse?
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here. How old do you think I really am?
In your mid-30s.
Like what?
36, 37.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd say 33.
All right, 40. I'll tell you my age. I got nothing to hide.
You're 40?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
well,
look
I'm close.
Awesome.
But she believes
Jesus.
That she doesn't look... you look like a hot your age. You're very beautiful, but you look your age. I'm good 30? At that.
Well, first I looked 35. Now I look 40.
I said 40 something in the beginning. I was trying to be fucking super nice.
Oh,
and I'm not being mean. You look good, but you don't look. You look, you know.
Old, weathered, tattered.
You look like
eaten,
you look like you've been playing in the game. You look like you have a couple of ACL tears and you had a surgery and came back. But you're gorgeous. What the fuck?
She is gorgeous, right?
No, it's called being. I love that fact. I love she's here.
Yeah.
She is sick. And I love she's
yeah,
fucking
yeah,
here.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew
she's
you
she's going to the age of 40 without anybody teaching her a fucking thing, Jeffrey.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Not
amazing?
One thing. She doesn't know context. She's out of her fucking mind. She yaps too much. This girl is tremendous.
Hell motherfucking yeah.
She don't even know why she did that. I love this girl, dude. This
she's
is almost like
different.
An old
a
piece
very-
of clay. That's never been touched.
That's never been molded.
Never.
She's raw material.
Raw as a motherfucker. And started off, see, here's a great thing about her. You got to bring her down, which is my expertise.
Yes, that is.
Bringing
hoeing it down.
Hoeing them down is my thing. Hoeing them up, I believe, to be Jeffrey and Reggie's thing.
Wow.
I like to develop someone.
Yes.
I like to find,
explore.
Like, raw material.
and change them into something.
And develop and bring out, you know, their essence. Because certain women have a... There's a power that they have. There's an energy. Oh, and I'm all about
if
that.
If I had all panties, I'd take them off right now.
Pussy right now. I want to give Jeffrey some pussy right now.
Wow. And let me describe Jeffrey, man. Jeffrey knows. Yeah. Jeffrey's about 4'10". He crazy. I don't even know how to describe hairdo.
I'm the white Don King.
King hairdo. Man. Kind of heat misery. Yeah. The guy's like, reminds you of,
Phil Spector.
Phil Spector.
Oh, man.
Jeffrey reminds you of Phil Spector.
But Phil Spector
without the
pimp.
Gun. Though.
Without the gun. But do you hear him? You're very, very calm. I have no patience.
New talent.
Let me tell you. You know what? Today is. Are we gonna bring Reggie? Reggie's gonna make a decision today
about where
it's gonna either be the Jeffrey Gurian show or the Black Phillip show after this. We're gonna exchange numbers because I believe.
Oh, no.
My style works all over the United States and some other countries.
Mm-hmm.
My pimping style.
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey's pimping style is very classy.
Yeah.
You in the middle. You have a classy... See, you're a piece of... See, Reggie's a piece of shit. Let me tell you what he's doing right now. I have to.
Because
it's the radio.
Oh, God.
Reggie's a slick motherfucker. See, the difference between Reggie's patience and your patience,
mm-hmm.
you have a very good way of having a non-sexual patience. I can't get a bead on if you are a piece of shit or not, Jeff. Like, I can't get a bead on it. I can't go, oh, this motherfucker fun. It's very, very, it's fatherly.
Yeah.
It's very father. It's very gentle.
Safe, right?
It's very safe.
Right?
You are very.
Yeah, we need to feel safe.
Very safe.
I want women to feel safe.
You look safe right now.
Very, very safe. Like, as I'm looking at this picture, Chris Hansen would probably beat you in the face with a stick if he saw this picture. But I'm very comfortable with it. She looks so calm, so comfortable, so. Everything looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Reggie, for instance, he's trying to be you, but he can't. Help but to rub on old mama over here. He can't stop. He's finger popping already. He's like, skull pussy. Oh, God. They're fucking.
They are.
They're fucking.
I expect a thank you note in the morning, Dante.
He's choking her.
Like,
oh, don't go to case up here.
He likes it rough.
If I had a key, I don't have the key.
And this girl is just so. And I bet you, the fact is that she's such a boss type of personality.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee she's not as dirty as like people imagine her being in bed.
No, not at all.
I bet you. What you think, Dante?
I've never met. Like, even somebody that I thought, like, because this is definitely my steez, kind of like dirty, the jewelry, but I've never met...
The skull, the black. I mean, it's all hot. I can't even describe...
But Ivy's a lover. She's got a beautiful heart.
This is what I'm saying.
It's a little messed up, but...
I gotta read this bitch.
You gotta read.
Believe in
miracles.
And what does that mean?
It means that I didn't just get this tattoo for myself. I got it for everybody sitting here and for the rest of the world. I'm kind of like the Anthony Robbins of like tattoos. So I get things to put them out there because it's like you gotta see it, you gotta believe it, you gotta be it. So right now it's on my body for the rest of my life, and I hope it. You know, the energy.
That was so nice.
See,
that made me like want to cry.
See. That's where I'm fucked up, and this is where I can learn.
And I know where you're going with this.
Immediately, there's something in me that goes, oh, geez, all right, bitch, shut the fuck up. But no offense. It's like my brain can't even consume all that horseshit. I just couldn't. But not that it's horseshit.
Right.
But my shit immediately.
You can't process that.
It's almost like dropping on a hot stone, dropping drips of water on a hot stone. It immediately, mm-hmm.
You know what? You're philosophical, but you're very practical. You're very pragmatic. So, that's just difficult.
I just couldn't.
I come from that place. Women function on a very different level than men. They function on a very high emotional plane.
Absolutely.
And in order to connect, I mean, like, I always want women to feel safe when they're with me. Like you said,
they do. Like, she feels, she looks so
comfortable.
Well, let me ask you, how do you, like, what's your, right? First of all, where'd you meet Jeffrey?
On a runway show.
Really? And now what? Now here's the curiosity. Because Jeff, you know the game in the city. Let me be honest with you, because I like you a lot. The game is this. Who the fuck is this guy? That you? Because Jeffrey be with, like, even though I'm fucking with you, I'm teasing. Yeah. What's your name again?
Supersonic.
I'm teasing her. She's on that hot level.
Yes.
She's a hot motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you are a 40-year-old dude and up, she's a real, like, trophy type of broad, right?
Yeah.
Now, Jeffrey's always with just, you know, you just see Jeffrey like, what the fuck? How do you, what? Because he's not just with hot girls for him. Jeffrey ain't that guy.
He's just with hot girls.
He's always fucking dimes.
Always.
All the fucking time. So, my thing, you can't talk, Jeffrey, and don't fucking try to defend her. Stop with your, oh, she's just a girl who's flew from outer space. No.
Stop fucking talking
to me, nigga. I want to talk to her.
Good. Okay.
All right, Jacqueline. When he met you, what was his approach? Not his pickup line, but what was his approach?
He was actually at the door when I was walking out with my bodyguard of the evening.
What did you think when you first saw him?
I thought he was very interesting. I loved the
interesting.
Hair.
Wait, time out. Don't lose your spot. Okay. Interesting means who's this little 4-foot nigga with this crazy hair?
No, that's what we
think.
That's what we think.
God.
That's not what they think. When she said interesting, she meant interesting.
Yes.
What's I.E.
I might want to fuck him.
I.E. Big hats.
Big hats. Rattlesnake.
Rattlesnake chains.
Skull bracelets.
Skull bones.
Mohair shoes.
Ain't that a bitch? Very. Okay. I'm glad you're here. Very good. Okay. That's what we think. That's cock blocking this. That's the natural cock blocking in a fucking guy. I even have him human. I have natural cock blocking.
As long as you catch it.
As long as you catch it, son. Now, you said that's very interesting, and take it face value, because she's saying that
that's
shit.
That's what she said. She knows you, man.
Absolutely. Now, very interesting. Was it just aura, just standing there like, this man's very interesting?
Well, he looks interesting, but what drew me to him was the energy that was around him. I was just drawn to him. It felt like I had already known him for years, even though I'd never met him.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Is that another one of those moments, Patrice, where you just go, boom, boom, boom.
Holy shit. See, I'm learning something. I'm learning something.
I am, too, because I, no offense, but
do you see
I see what you guys described. I think, and, you know, I think you're awesome, but I would think, crazy little guy with the hair. That's what I would.
So you don't feel the aura
feel
that
the
she
aura,
might have felt.
But maybe it's but being you know used on the women
why.
He's
but
touching
you, but
right
you're
now.
A comedian you know too, though. You're a cynic.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you why. Because he didn't shoot it at her. He didn't direct it at her.
So did you feel when you, Jacqueline? Did you feel when you saw him? Right? Did you? When you saw him, did you feel like he was giving you something directly? Like you actually was beaming something at you, and you was like, "Oh my God, that."
No, she's not gonna. I don't think she would know that.
Hold on, Reggie.
Brainwashed
No,
I'm not gonna say brainwashed. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm just gonna say, did it seem like magical or some shit? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, did it seem like something? You go, why? All right.
I'll tell you why. You know what? You know?
Be careful what you say.
Can somebody take her over and just...
I love it. Yeah. It's like taboo. You've got
to... You know what I'm trying to get to? It's almost like... Was it something where you just felt like if you just describe it to your friends, you'd be embarrassed to describe it? Like, was it some old weird magic shit that was going on?
No. It was just immediately when he had approached me, I felt comfortable like I had already known him.
Really?
It's kind of like you're meeting somebody again.
Okay.
And you've known them your whole life.
And that was just coming off the bat without even talking to him yet.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. Now, what was his first verbal thing to you?
He said that I had very interesting energy about me. and that he wanted to talk to me for a minute.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Again, that's great.
Fuck.
God.
I have none of that.
And I'm going to tell you because that's my style.
I mean, it's your fucking style.
And so when
you gotta understand, Jeffrey, man, me and this motherfucker here,
we argue about because he's right.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question, Danny.
You've been around us for a while, and I'm gonna ask you this shit too. In terms of me, my style with dealing with women, or Reggie's style with dealing with women, Dante's style dealing with women, which style is more your thing that will help you better?
Personally for me, I'd probably have to go with Dante.
Okay.
Although I appreciate your style and I know what it's about.
Okay.
And
need a disclaimer, nigga.
No.
But you see, the interesting thing, Patrice, is that you can do it because it's natural for you. Most guys don't have that talent. You got the talent. You can say shit that people can't say, and it comes out good when you say it. If other people said it, it would come out really fucked up.
You know what it is? It's natural to you.
Stop the presses for a second. I'm going to say something. What the styles are, and this is not marginalizing anybody's shit. Your styles are very easy to meet people. To meaning, like, hello, the energy thing, right?
Right.
And it's more of an ingratiating style of, my style is back end style.
Yeah, it's more aggressive.
It's back end. It's like.
Yeah, but you get in a lot quicker. Yours is pow.
Yeah, Patrice, you're disarming. Like, for
either
me, because
respond
I'm,
or they don't.
Because I'm, you know, like, I'm a comic, I am cynical. If somebody came up to me and said, you have a very interesting energy about you, I'd be like, go fuck yourself.
And that's how I feel. If I was in a bar and I saw some girl that I wanted to talk to and I went up to her and said, oh, excuse me, you have some interesting energy,
I would get laughed at. But you got to look at what his.
He's comfortable, he can pull that off.
This is fantastic. People who listen to this fucking show, you don't even understand.
This is
background shit. This is telephone conversations we're having right now on the show. Because me and Dante talk a lot. And we call it hunting. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bear hunter. You know what I mean? I hunt bear. That's my tools. That's where I go, wherever bear at. Big mad bitches. You know, and I need a stick and a motherfucking one of those things that trap a trap on your foot. Maybe a big pistol, big gun, and I deal with aggression.
How about a big pen?
Oh my God.
Aggression.
Wow.
Aggression.
Big pen. Shut up. I deal with that. Shut up, you big bitch. Hey, what? Let me see them big titties. What you say? Shut up. Shut the fuck up, bear, and I wrestle bear, and I wrestle aggressive creatures. I hunt aggressive creatures.
So what would you say to Jacqueline? Jacqueline.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't hunt Jacqueline. Now, this is what I'm saying. You wouldn't say that. See, if you're in a bar, that's another animal. You're not going to see Jacqueline in the bar in fucking, you know, American trash. You could.
She's been to bars, I'm sure.
But not bars.
But not the bars that I'm going
to
be at.
She's been to Martini, but she has martinis, fucker. Patrice. You see her? She's faking an accent.
Patrice, she's a bunny.
She's pretending to be from Mongolia. She's from fucking Stanford, Connecticut.
She's from Hoboken.
She wears the Metro line.
From East Hampton, Connecticut is where I grew up. I grew up on a farm.
Oh, wow.
There's no farms in Connecticut?
I did. I grew up on 10-acre farm. I had my own pony and everything.
Oh, my God. Shit. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Bring a tear to your eye.
She's not even a deer. She's a bunny.
Let me finish explaining the situation. Right. Now, Dante, okay, Jeffrey, we talking.
Right.
He's a deer hunter. The deer is at on the brook. I got a stick, right. So I'm not hunting deer because I got a stick in a trap.
You kill a deer.
And I'm like, I get it, but I'm gonna hit it like it's a bear and it's gonna die. And then I'm gonna throw the trap on his back.
Right.
And I'm like, I got the deer, motherfucker, but it's dead. You know, Dante is patient. he's oh booby dooby da boop up. He's jazzy. He has a scat man.
You can't just do that shit. It has to be real for you.
Wait a minute, but it is real.
It's real for him.
You're a bunny hunter. Like even more of a delicate creature. Your technique. If I wouldn't even say technique, but I have to say technique.
For all intents and purposes, to meet someone.
But it's something real for me. You see, there must have been 10 girls there that night in their show. The only one that I felt that for was Jacqueline.
A stick is natural for me too, though. That's honesty. I'm righteous with my shit. I could never.
Yeah.
Unless she wouldn't feel that. She would feel, look at this black guy. He's going to eat me.
It wouldn't feel right. The same way as he said he couldn't just say that because he's not coming from that place.
Danny's probably between me and...
It has to be truthful.
Danny's probably a raccoon hunter.
No, I'm a target. I'm a skeet shooter. Someone's throwing it up there for me to just pick off real easy.
That's nice.
You are a hunter.
I used to hunt. I don't hunt anymore.
Patrice. Wait, yes, you do. I'm not talking about... We're not being literal here. This is context. You are a hunter. There is a style that you like. There is a girl that you like. Now, they may fall in your lap or you may hit the lottery type shit, but there is... I'm not saying you're on the prowl. I'm not on the fucking prowl like that. I'm saying when I need to eat, if you're a hunter, when you need to eat, you understand? You know how to go. I know how to go get a bear if I need
but
one.
That's my point. I wouldn't. I would just sit there, and if something falls in my lap, well, good for me. But I'm fucking just, so...
What are you? You know what you are? You're a fucking fisherman.
Yeah, you're right.
You sit there with a worm and a hook.
He's a basket weaver waiting for the hunt.
And he don't care what fish comes in. I caught one. You fucking asshole. How dare you be near us talking this shit?
I'd rather play video games.
All right. You all right? Get her a chair, man. Get her a chair. Give her another chair.
No, I'm good. Maybe any coffee?
Okay. Give me some.
But you see, most guys have nothing to say to women.
That's true.
You know how boring most guys are?
And they're not interesting.
Hold on, Jeffrey, hold on a second. We're up to the energy. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, could you say one more time what you said to her real quick?
I thought she had great presence and great she had presence. A very interesting energy about her.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, I'm very sensitive to that. That's how I judge people.
Okay.
I've been involved in that for part of my life.
Do me a big favor.
Yeah.
As best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me her sit down real quick because we want this. This is because, you know, I am open to new things in my life. The best as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Reenact exactly, if you can, how you said what you said to her so I can see how it went down. And if you could remember your response, almost how it went down. Okay? Jacqueline, can you do that?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeffrey. Let me just
women have a much better memory. I would probably have paraphrased it, man. I remember seeing her, and I was drawn to her.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, there must have been 10 girls in this thing. And I certainly didn't go up to everyone and say that. I don't do that. We're being specific, Jeffrey. I felt a particular bond to her. I felt an energy from her, and I needed to tell her.
Oh, my God.
Because I think that when you know something good about someone, you should always share it with them. And because people are very ready to break each other down. People make catty remarks. Everyone's ready to say something to belittle someone.
But
when you know something good about someone, you should share it with them. Because models... And anybody
Jeff,
in the entertainment
get to the
business.
Goddamn thing well, okay. I asked you to what, do!
Okay.
Motherfucker, I don't have a vagina, Jeff!
Here's the point.
I'm against what you're saying.
Listen.
I'm trying to embrace this shit. I'm against it.
So I'm giving you the background.
Here's the thing. Everything he's saying is his philosophy. It's what he believes in.
And I never kicked it with him like that. That's what I'm trying to get to.
So it's just like when we always talk about the passion.
There's something about you are beautiful. Wow.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I'm full of shit. My next thing is, can I touch your clitoris?
With your face. With your face, right?
You are so gorgeous. Can I eat your pussy? Oh, I'm sorry about that. No, don't mind my energy.
You just blurted it out.
You know what's funny? We were talking about this the other day, and I was saying, like, I like to cuddle. Like, I like having a woman in my bed.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
I like a woman laying in my arms.
Right.
I like, you know, like, if she's cold, I want her close to my body.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah, that's very nice, right?
Yeah. But that's
very
nice.
Me. I want to be held.
But you can't make someone do that.
And
because you like that, you'll meet women who like that.
Exactly.
Because you draw that into your life.
But you got to be
You
true
bring in
to
what
that.
You put out.
I had a girl.
You will meet women who respond to what you do.
Yeah.
Because you do it from truth.
Oh, and I do.
No, and you do. Because you.
Hey, you goofy bitch, what's your name? Excuse me?
Right.
Sorry.
But because you do it, because it's you.
Right.
You're not bullshitting when you do that.
No.
That's who you are.
Yes.
Women respond to truth. You can't make up a lie. Like these bullshit things that teach guys how to meet women.
Right.
You can't learn shit from somebody and say, go say this to someone, because they're not going to do it believably. I say stuff that's meaningful to me. It won't work on girls that are not meant to hear it, if it makes no sense, but I wouldn't say it to them. I would know better than to say that to her, because I don't feel that sense from her. That's not part of her life. But models are very creative, and creative people understand things like that. They function on energy. Every time you meet people, when you decide whether you like someone or not, you meet somebody, you say, I don't like this motherfucker. Because he's giving you a weird vibe. You don't realize you're picking up on energy, but you are. That's how we judge people. We're like animals. Animals know right away. If a dog or cat likes you, you know that that's a good person.
But this is why Jeffrey's here in the first place, is because of the energy that he's talking about, is that vibe that you was feeling, is something about this dude that we need to have him on.
We always connect on a good level.
I look at Jeffrey as how I look at you. Like, we... colleagues. I say Jeffrey. I like Jeffrey. But Jeffrey gravitates towards me too. But we all have the same, it's all based in the same thing. It's based on how the fuck do you conquer this power? Wait a minute. It's how do you conquer this power that pussy has over us?
No, Patrice, you call it colleagues. He calls it aura or energy.
It's the same fucking
the
same, thing.
It's the same thing in terms of the way he just describes it different, because it's true to him, his philosophy, the way it is.
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm just saying how we differ from pussy eating techniques. I claim mine to be the best. You claim yours to be the best. But we talk about different things, but I never claim my way of being with women is the best.
No.
We don't do that. We don't go,
no.
I'm better, you better. And
no,
I don't
not
go.
At all. It's what works for you.
Right, and I'm trying to absorb this, because I'm going to tell you, my style, there's a consequence to my style. And what it is girls get fed the fuck up. They get fed up.
And I don't blame them sometimes. Guys are fucked up in their own... Women are fucked up in one way, and guys are fucked up in a totally different way.
I love Jeffrey.
Way,
God, I love Jeffrey. Jeffrey is fucking full of shit, but it's the greatest full of shit I've ever seen. You are tremendous, Jeff. I didn't realize... We never did this. This is magnificent.
This is what
it is. Now, okay. Get to what you might have said. Paraphrase it. Get to what you might have said to her that night, I'm just trying to get a sense of how it ended up being here in this room right now, because she didn't even turn from, like, she's really into Jeff.
Yeah,
you
can see the body language.
Her fucking whole thing right now, it's like they one person and shit. She's just differently than you, of course, because you're finger popping supersonic.
Yeah, she's getting finger popped right
Yeah,
now.
You're
finger popping is something different.
It don't matter. He's popping your head. Look at this. All done. That skull is almost
open.
Almost gone. That skull,
skull
is
wide
talking.
Open. Yeah.
It's drooling.
Oh my God.
Now, okay, ready?
So you want me to do it as if I was saying it to her?
Just kind of give us a little bit of just a small paraphrase of that evening, that exact evening, if you can remember.
Right. Well, I remember seeing her, and then I went over to her as she was leaving. She was actually leaving
with bodyguards and all type of shit.
Yeah, yeah, and she had her coat on and stuff.
And you
I just
squeezed
felt
in
like,
through the bodyguards.
And I realized that if I didn't say something to her then, that I would lose the moment, because you always have that choice: am I going to say something or not? Right?
Same
Most guys lose it.
Jeff.
So I probably said to her, I just need to tell you that you have something really special about you, that you're, that you have this real powerful presence,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that made you stand out amongst all the other girls,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I just wanted you to know that.
And did you do it, was it like with the same tone, the same feeling, the same way he's doing it now,
yes.
very much like that. Now, after you stop blinking slow, meaning after your heart stopped fluttering, like, wow, because you said wow, didn't you, inside?
More like,
it was something of that.
It was a little wow there, wasn't it? It was like, wow, this is wow, okay?
Yeah.
What did you say to him, if you can remember?
I said, thank you.
That's beautiful.
He's very polite.
Thank you on my arm too.
I gotta get
more into this. So we're gonna take a break right now, but I wanna get more. I gotta get this thing here because this is what we're trying to understand. Because this is how we hooked up, Jeff. Which is like, turn that mic off.
Oh God.
Jesus, go over there.
Dante's
go roll
out.
Over there. Would you?
I wanna hear.
Go roll over there. You can hear over there. Because I want to get a sense. This is the thing. Because I'm the same dude. I'm a big fat motherfucker, and I'll have some pretty girls. You know what I'm saying?
You got amazing women.
And my woman is bad bitch. You know. Mm-hmm. But I said to him, my girl really is a deer, but she kind of no, she's a bear, but she's a deer. It's almost like Supersonic might be a bear.
Yeah.
Right. But her whole essence is a deer.
Right.
And she could be a bear, but her whole essence is a bunny.
Mm-hmm.
So my girl's essence was a deer, but she really wanted to get knocked in the head and have a trap thrown on her back.
Right, and she found the guy who could do it.
Who could do it?
Right.
Shut up, bitch! Yeah. Shut the fuck up! Hit him in the head with a bat, tranquilizer, she's in the fucking zoo. You understand? But we're going to come back. Focus, Jeffrey, because okay. I want to get this built up to now, okay. And I got some questions. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay? Now listen, the number, if you want to call in, and I'm looking at some of the people that are calling already, but it's 1-866-969-1969. Call in with the lovely Amy Schumer here. You didn't stop. You didn't clam up, did you, Pumpkin? Are you all right?
No, I'm
Amy's just
I'm
sucking it in.
Because
I think this energy, Amy's getting a little moist too, but she's such a...
Something's happening.
Yeah, she's such a middle act. And she refuses to let this...
thank you, Patrice. That's the nicest thing you've said to me ever.
But, yeah, we'd be back.
69? I mean, that's your phone number, 69.
Sorry. We're going to be back.
On the Black Phillips Show, Patrice O'Neill gets to the bottom of those tough relationship issues.
Who had the herpes?
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
We're back with the smooth horseshit of Jeffrey Gurley.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah.
Good evening.
Yeah. What's your sign? Sagittarius.
Do not enter.
Oh. Isn't that the one with the horse and the bow? You lie. Hey, and where are you from? Hartford, Connecticut? Really, but you sound like you're from Spain.
Well, I went to Spain once for a week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And, oh my goodness, another tattoo.
She has a tattoo of Spain.
Oh, where is she going? Who's calling you? Tattoo artist?
She's like, you haven't been here in 2 hours.
You have an amazing turquoise aura.
Ooh.
Surrounding you. It's turquoise, I think.
It's like right. It's like I'm in a crayon box
of
color.
The ninth chakra.
Oh yeah. Jeffrey, the smooth.
The smooth stylings.
The smooth stylings of Jeffrey Jazz, baby. Motherfucker.
This will be the hour of magic.
This nigga make me sick, but I'm impressed. I got my lightsaber ready. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to cut off both his legs and his arms. Shit. All right. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Black Phillip here. We just, if you just join us, we have Jeffrey Gurin, who's a... He's a Renaissance man. This is what this show is all about, Jack. This is living a dream. This is a man who has a fine, fine young lady sitting. I mean, fine, not just like, oh, shit, she's fine as a motherfucker, but just a fine young lady. Seemed well-raised, grew up on a farm, had her own donkey, had
chicken, chicken named Harold.
She had a real Barbie doll. It was like a real girl that they bought. And she's
life-size.
It was a life-size Barbie who let... It was, she was alive, and she cooked and cleaned. Barbie!
She raised her.
She had a white guy that she cut off all his balls and called him Ken, but he was living. Fantastic. It's like she's the good personality Paris Hilton, but she has jet black hair, nice little bouffant bun. She definitely is a rape case. Like, if I touched her, I definitely would go to prison.
For a long time.
Because we both wouldn't believe she gave me some pussy. I'd be like, did you? I don't know. I'll call the police myself.
You would turn yourself in, right? You'd have to turn yourself in.
Officer,
yeah.
I must have raped this bitch.
I don't see how she could have gave me no pussy.
She didn't say no.
There's no way she agreed to that.
Ma'am, did he rape you? I think he had to.
It doesn't make sense.
I just wouldn't think I would fuck this guy. And we have another guest that just dropped on in.
Hello. Introduce me. Say my name.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh my God, I'll let you introduce Amy when she...
Oh, shit, nigga. Yes. Give me a break. I sure deserve it. It's time I made it to the top. Chief, you better shut the fuck up, Chief.
Oh, listen. Lord.
I'm getting ready to introduce you.
Go ahead.
She's been...
Give me a break.
No, now it's the view.
Yeah.
And put, then I tell you to put the mic on,
back to
at
the
her
white
face.
Woman. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go
give it to the white woman. That's right.
Oh, my God.
We'll make decisions on when big black girls can talk.
There's the one talking right now.
Give me
trees.
A break. I sure do deserve it. I'm not going to fight you. Daniel, can we have some help, please?
No.
Now, this young lady, thank you for coming by the way, comic,
new comic.
Cool comic, pretty good. I've seen some clips on her. She's in some new bad black movies. What would that be?
Bad black movie is Dirty Laundry. The other one is a white movie, though.
Oh, what is it?
Push. Lee Daniels. And
Who's in it?
Lee Daniels is the executive producer and director. He's black, but he's really
who's
white.
Who's the star? Like?
Lenny Kravitz, Monique, but it's the Magnus family, like the rich billionaire folks producing this film. It's not a, it's not a black film. Yeah.
Really?
I do and some non-Negroidian stuff.
And of course you play the fucking
the big black woman, girl. Because they call
who
you...
Who the fuck stole my car, motherfucker?
Patrice was not available, so they called the nigga
black bitch. I don't juggle up in this bitch. Don't be... We're the hot sauce up in this motherfucker.
Is that where we going tonight? With the big fat black shit?
Where else is there to go, motherfucker?
Well, I mean, damn.
All of a sudden, I have to introduce you as a debutante?
Yeah, why not? Come on.
It's funny how big black bitches, who are big black bitches.
That's what you like is big black bitches. What are you talking about?
I do like big black bitches.
Yeah. Let's not go
that is a, that is
never
a,
denied
that. That is a bear. That is a bear. Give me my fucking club.
Yeah. No.
Knock this bitch out right now and drag it to the bathroom.
I put my
but anyway, the lovely Erica, what's her last name?
Watson. Nigga, you don't know my last name.
I'm just fucking with you. The lovely and talented Erica Watson, who is scaring poor Jacqueline to death.
She's
don't worry.
Scared.
I got one of those fucking things to shock this bitch. Don't. I got a fucking prono. Yes, I'll kill her for you.
Don't even try it. She's not scared.
If she tries to bite you, I will be there to save you, young white woman.
I maybe will behave, but I do know how to bite.
Do you really? Now we're talking dirty.
When she's tired, you gotta watch your ass. This woman has a temper. When she's tired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she doesn't get enough sleep.
What does she do?
She's a tiny snapping deer.
Really? What does she do?
A money snapping bunny.
What does she do? You better be quick.
What does she do? Brush her teeth really hard?
Yeah, she's like...
Oh, I'm gonna fucking kill you, molars.
I bite and kick.
You do what?
I bite and kick.
Ow!
Get away!
Jesus. Oh, my God.
She's precious.
She's tough. She's tough.
Ow. Oh, wow.
Get away!
How do you know how tough she is there, Mr. Jeffrey?
Oh, I know. I've been with her sometimes when she's tired, when she doesn't get enough sleep. And
wow,
she warns
you fucking
me,
know her anger things.
Me.
How long y'all been together?
About 3 years.
A little over that.
Are you together? Or are you? What are you?
We're together a lot.
What is your? Is there a title?
We don't have a name for our status. We're just together a lot.
Can you explain your status?
No, because can you describe
what you guys might do on said evening?
Oh, all kinds of things. We do everything together.
Can you give us an example of one?
Yeah, well, we go to parties, we go to museums, we do everything that other people do together. We go to
You're just an 80s film, aren't you?
Yeah, I know, yeah, it's very...
You have montage music and everything,
right,
don't you?
I have different music in every room.
Jeffrey actually likes museums, too.
I do, man. I play the piano.
Absolutely no.
Wait a minute. Do you sit there while her and her friends are there and you're just playing... you're doing the Old Spice? We're hungering. I'm on a hunt down after you. And they're sitting on a bear rug, and you're just like,
Dah. Yeah, just picking them off one by one.
Wow. My goodness. So you guys, what would you describe your guys' relationship as?
Well, we really do everything together. We go to the museums.
Where do you live?
In Connecticut.
You live in Connecticut, in Hartford, with your family, right?
No. My family's in East Hampton, and I live in Bridgeport. I went to Sacred Heart University.
You live in Bridgeport?
Yes. Oh,
that's ghetto.
Actually, I live in the good side of town, next to Fairfield, by the
college. You don't live where the niggas at. You live in the good white people side of Bridgeport.
In the good side of town, right.
Wow. The goody-goody gumdrop side.
Yeah,
where they have a big fucking wall and motherfuckers from the Planet of the Apes are there with pistols.
On the top of the wall.
Have you ever met your family? Big Rouse?
No, 3 years.
No.
We're worried.
He has met my sister. We've gone out together.
How's your sister feel about him?
She thinks he's fun. He's great.
She likes his energy.
Him. Yeah.
Did you do the energy thing on her sister, too?
I don't think so.
You touched her fucking pulse?
I don't think so.
You gave it a spark hole and she fell asleep?
Yeah. I only do that on certain people.
Because I know about his energy.
Uh-oh.
Reggie, come on, get her. Get her, massage her.
Tell him,
Is it the best?
Well, I can tell him.
This
is like, say whoever it is, you, me, whoever. See, energy, like a chemistry.
Hold on a second. I'm glad you did bring me to this area. How did you two meet? Because this is a whole nother plane of people. Right. This is interesting. Because one is, it really is a dichotomy, as they say. It's like...
Opposite ends of the spectrum.
It really is. Right, opposite ends of the spectrum. One is very, like, you know, you ever see that movie, Point of No Return?
The way they
try to teach Bridget Fonda how to be, like, a lady. That's this chick. And the other chick is Bridget Fonda before...
When she was like a crackhead?
Yeah, when she was a crackhead and was robbing the store. So there's the two Point of No Return girls is here. One after and one before. How did you guys meet?
I don't know, but Jeffrey and I are both multitaskers, and I am like the woman of many hats, and that is literal.
Why? How? See, this is... She needs focus, that's all. Yeah. How did you guys meet? I'm going to keep cutting you off.
We met at a photo thing. And you had slides. She was showing me slides from her pocket. Who shows somebody slides instead of photographs? She was like fucking. She's walking around with slides, holding up to the light, showing me this.
It was
thing.
A gallery. It was a Peter Beard party.
No.
Years ago.
That's how we met.
We started to talk. And
okay, here's
and
let me clear this
together.
Up. I invited you to my naked
feathered hat shows.
here's what I'm trying to get clear. Okay, because right now, every time I ask a question, you ever like call a girl on the phone and say, hey, what you doing?
And this bitch starts telling you what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go to Best Buy. It's like, no, bitch, in conjunction with the pussy I'm trying to get. Now,
tell him, Ivy.
I want to ask her again.
Tell him, Ivy.
Not the fucking dream sequence. I want to know how y'all met. Like the same thing where he went energy, this and that. What was the first initial contact, and how?
The initial contact was him standing next to me.
And it's just the aura thing.
Well, I was talking to a room of people.
Of course you were talking. Go ahead. That's redundant.
I said to Jeffrey that he should come to my next Naked Feathered Hat show. And I went into my pocketbook, and I showed him my slides. Is that how it was?
Okay,
probably.
And then what
a fucking dumb thing. But we left together. You came with me that night. You got in my car.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If you was to say one was closer to being romantic than the other, which one would be your romantic woman? Either one? Meaning one is girlfriend kinda and one is friend?
Well, either they're both on the same level when it comes to that. I mean, it's not, you know, it's like it's that's a hard question. I don't know how to respond to that.
I guess what I'm trying to get into is
women don't fall into categories. The outside doesn't matter. I judge really by what I feel.
Do you feel your heart?
I'm very sensitive
to heart.
You're holding back, Patrice. What are you holding back?
Because he doesn't know what he
Ivy
wants
hasn't
to
told
ask.
You.
Don't you want to ask who, which of these girls?
I haven't told him anything about the energy stuff.
Yeah.
You're keeping it to yourself.
Are
He's
you putting
reader.
Your energy into either of these girls?
He's fucking both of them.
That's what Erica
No, that's not what's happening. Let me explain to you. The same as there's something Thank called you. Chemistry.
No, you're fucking...
And sexual
You're
energy.
Fucking both of them.
Wait a minute, but wait a minute. That's a good question. Hold on, Erica. Yes, that's the question I'm going to get to.
That is the question.
Is come on, Jeffrey, talk to me.
No, that's something that we don't discuss. See, okay. And I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why, okay? Because the greatest gift that a woman can share, the greatest gift that a woman can give you is to share herself with you.
Lock the door. Yeah. Lock this door. Lock the door so he can't get out.
But
I'm
going to
beat the shit out of Jeffrey Gurian today. He's going
to
get his fucking ass
There's
beat for this
why
bullshit.
I say that. No, there's a reason.
So
why
you're talking
I say
about
that.
Just don't kiss and tell. You get some pussy, you ain't
never,
gonna snitch
never.
On her.
No, I never do.
But why is that snitching though?
Because guys did that all through growing up. They try to outdo each other and try.
Jeffrey,
I don't like.
You
the
should
competitiveness,
tell me. Look,
the competitiveness.
If she wasn't here, would you tell me how I was?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not. No, I don't think I would.
You wouldn't even let me smell your finger or something, Jeff? Just something.
Wow. No, because I do.
You wouldn't
I
do. That's how
I
guys get
on
down,
a whole
Jeff.
Level. But maybe I was never part of that. I don't know. It always, even as a kid, it bothered me when guys would do that shit. I'm like...
But what if it's just for us? That's what we do. We share pussy stories, dude. That's what we do.
And women share dick stories.
No, I can see that.
Yeah.
But there's a certain point when it's appropriate and certain times when it isn't.
I actually don't.
It depends on the person. It depends on the person that you're with.
She's from Connecticut.
It depends on the person that you're with.
I love my girl, but man, we got some good sex shit going on, man. What the fuck would I be? What good would I be as a soldier? We're soldiers. So two soldiers in the bush, right? One motherfucker goes, "Hey man, how'd it feel to shoot that fucking arrow, right?" And he goes, I can't share those things with you. We are they the enemy, Jeffrey. You're dead an enemy. You know what you're doing. You know what you're doing. You're rolling rogue, man. This is a team play with this shit. You're a rogue.
I don't know.
You're an agent of death.
You know what?
You're by
Let me
yourself.
Tell you what. No, I look at. You know, I wrote an article for Pentas. It was the first pro women's article that Pentas ever
Holy
printed. It was on the cover,
motherfucker.
And it was called "Sexuality and Spirituality."
He gets a lot of pussy, I bet. That's
and
cool.
It was
time out.
And it was about.
Do you understand? Do you see what's happening now, Erica? Who we got gamuts. We got this is a gamut
yeah,
of women here.
Right. Yeah.
This is a classic model. This is classic black big black woman. But she's pretty. Erica's very
she's
pretty.
Beautiful.
She's
beautiful.
She's a very pretty woman. And I mean,
Absolutely.
not to be validating, but she's a big, pretty girl,
yes,
you know?
There are pretty big girls out there.
All right. All right, enough of you. And then we got, like...
Pretty little
We got,
Amy,
like, yeah, we got, like,
wholesome,
Midwest wholesome cute.
Pretty Amy.
Mm-hmm.
That is not who
but
I
that's,
am,
But it's not who she is, but that's what she looks like.
Okay.
Amy might be, Thank like, you. She's a female comic, and they all female comics are a little slutty. In case you ever want to get with them.
Patrice, that is completely true.
They're all dirty little somethings. They do get down. But they're crazy as a motherfucker. You better fuck them with a witness around because there's some problems. They all got problems.
That's true. I heard
But
somebody.
She's Midwestern pretty. Classic Midwest. And here's, like you said, Suicide Girls. If you don't know what Suicide Girls is, no, all the tatted up Bowery Street Girls type of chick, right? Is that a good description of her? She may not be that, but that's her
That's
thing,
the category.
You
her persona.
Understand? So basically, it seems like every chick right now is starting to get a little moist for Jeffrey. It's magical.
I think me and Erica are not in that category. No,
Erica, see, this is the thing. Let me tell you, because again, I know bears.
Here we go.
And that's Erica. Women like Erica will never go. Wow, that's. Women like that go, I bet that motherfucker get a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
But that's their way of going, wow, that's... Because what does that mean? What does that mean if you say, I bet he get a lot of pussy. That means this shit is...
This shit, I could see how it happened.
This shit works.
I think it works on certain types of women. I don't think it would work on me.
Right.
What works on her,
the point is the big fist in his jaw.
Here's the point with that. If you want my pussy wet, yes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Here's the point of that. It's not a matter of whether it works. It just, if it's working, she wouldn't know if it was working. You know what I mean? Like, just trying to judge it.
Just the term working is wrong. It means that you're trying to do something. I don't want to be seducing people. I don't like
that. Yeah, but you know what? Okay, okay. Now, I'm going to have to challenge you on that, though, Jeff. Okay, you are seducing.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's seductive what you're doing. Don't act like there is no ends to a means. Don't act like you're just telling a beautiful young lady.
No, because all
you're
men
magical.
Want to be with women.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're not gay, you want to be with
exactly.
A woman.
Exactly. So,
right?
so
end game.
There's a purpose
but there's
to
a way, this. There's always a purpose, but there's a way of doing it so that you both feel good about it. Not so that you got to get somebody really wasted so that they can make believe they don't know what they're doing.
Well, we're not talking about getting them drunk.
Years ago, you had to seduce women.
Emotion,
so women could.
Do some emotional,
So women could make believe that they weren't really there, that they were doing something.
Yeah, that's what drinking is. Yeah,
okay.
It's excuse juice is what we call it.
And then the next day you could never talk about it. You couldn't bring it up. You couldn't say, "Wow, you were great last night," because it would be embarrassing. The girl didn't want to cop to it.
That's why we all have rape
fantasies.
The
guy, listen, and the guy had to walk around feeling like he made somebody do something that they didn't really want to do.
But see, but that is
so. It's a lot healthier when women can cop to their sexuality and say, "You know what? I want to be here with you. I want to do this with you. You're not talking me into it.
But
I'm
that's
getting
but
as much
Jeff, hold on,
as you
wait.
You know?
Wait. Here's where my ears, right?
Right.
Hear differently from women's ears.
Mm-hmm.
You changed the subject, motherfucker. I just caught you changing the subject. See, that's how I know you're good. So this is why, don't do it with me. Let's work together, because what you did was talk about some other shit.
I'm talking about,
you went from the seduction part to drinking.
Oh, because I wanted to explain what that's about. The seduction
but
part.
But seduction
men
is not
drinks.
It's not drinks. Seduction, mental seduction. You're being alluring. This is don't act like this shit ain't without a purpose. You understand?
No, of course there's a purpose. Like I said, if you're not gay, you're gonna want to be with an attractive woman.
So it is. That's working.
Men want to be with women.
You fucking traitorous motherfucker. You even said. Your fucking bumblebee ring, it's for the purpose.
Why do men do anything? Why do men do anything? Why do we work?
That's where the hatred comes in.
It's all about meeting women.
That's where the hatred comes in. The hatred comes in because of all this shit we're talking. And really, none of these girls have philosophy that they can discuss. They just, whatever her style is, she can live her. She could be. Jacqueline could be Erica. Erica could be Supersonic. You could be another girl out there. You can just be interchangeable. You don't even have a style.
Except
you don't need a style.
That's true.
You don't even need a style.
There's a reason for that, though.
That's why guys. That's why women make guys sick. Because they got styles for no fucking reason at all. And they have it comfortably so that. We have to kind of sit there and we have to wait for Supersonic to finish with her yapping. We have to wait for Miss from 75 different countries. We have to wait for her to go Honey Child. And we got to wait for her to go Golly G fucking Whiz. But whatever it is, we got to deal with it with the vague promise. It's a vague,
very vague,
implied, arbitrary promise of some pussy. That's how I feel about it. That's why I don't like them.
I would say this.
Very vague. Yeah, but that's the only game in town, man.
Is what?
I mean, that's it. Men being with women.
Have you ever been to his apartment?
Yes.
How? What is it? Oh, Jesus.
I'm so
Why
cautious.
Is everything an Oscar speech? Just yes or no. Can you be honest for 5 minutes? Now, what's his apartment like? Very nice? I bet it's nice.
It is very nice.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, you know
it's nice. Is it nice, Jeffrey, because you're just a clean, nice guy, or is it nice because you like the woman to feel comfortable to kind of go, wow, this feels... Like, because I fucked up. I bought a nice house, but my girl...
Yeah, you fucked
I
that
fucked
up.
That up. You know, my house is Pussyville. You come to my crib, you got to give up some ass.
Mm-hmm.
Fish tanks everywhere, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Fucking Brazilian painting, leather here, fucking cloth here. It's well pussified.
Brick red, crown molding.
It's a bad, bad, bad. place.
See, now my house is completely different than that. My house is really fun. When people come to my house,
I bet you it's lava lamps and I bet you David Blaine is in the shower and shit.
He's got a merry-go-round horse. You can sit on a merry-go-round horse.
I got balloons all over and spoon plants and fucking. I got a baby grand piano. Everything's white. Everything's white. My piano, my carpeting.
And I know the white is for this girl told me that it's hospital-like. It's sterile.
It's mystical.
And quiet.
Yeah. I got a healing room.
I got a healing room too.
I bet you
do. Bitch, put the towel on that. It'll be. Yeah,
that's
it.
That's really sexy.
All I got is an ice pack.
Here, it's what? You want warm water?
That's right.
A healing room.
I got one sick bathroom, man. It's like a hooker's bathroom from Las Vegas. It's like marble and mirrors. It's big. Like you step
it's
into
just
the,
a, it's
you
it's walk for up to pussy. The tub. Jeffrey?
Girl well, it's like not that. For
it's
men.
It's for
it's
pussy.
It's not for men. That's
thank
for sure.
Thank you. Yeah. I like. Okay, Jeffrey's coming out of his shit, but I like the way he has verbal master. He's a verbal master, and I appreciate that. I always
but
wish
understood.
I was.
Understood. What do men do when they go out?
That's
you
what
don't
I'm
go
saying.
Out to meet other men.
But
you're
when
out
we're
to
talking,
meet women.
When we're
that's
talk,
the whole
see,
thing. That's what life is about.
You, this
There's
is,
no mystery
this
to that.
This is what's wrong. Men like us, Dante,
most men have no game. They have
wait
nothing
a minute,
to say.
Wait a minute. Me, yeah. Men like us.
Yeah. You heard what he said, right? They have no game.
Men like thank you. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Men like us should come together. Mm-hmm. We should not be apart. Because it all works to be the same thing.
Yeah.
I could give you techniques. Cause we go out together and I'd be like, cause I know there must be a frustrating place for you in terms of your philosophy. There has to be a spot where you go, man, I wish I could get that better.
It seems like your
shit.
Tactic would take so much more time than like someone like Patrice, you know?
But
like, when I met you,
his
Patrice,
tactic is love though. Like,
right.
My tactic is not, my love, love is on the back end for
Yours
me.
Is strength.
This yes. here, it's,
strength, masculinity.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
That's okay. But okay, but someone like me or Erica, I think, would respond to you the most, or maybe a combination
Definitely.
Of you two. Because, no. and like you were saying before, you know, everyone, you wouldn't
it's
pitch
not for
that
everybody.
To us.
Of
right,
course not.
Not.
I wouldn't feel it.
So I meet Patrice, and you're one of those guys where, bam, you are disarming, like, right away. You say shit that you're really thinking, and that might
but that's
like,
who he is
right.
it's real for him
right
he's not
now.
Putting that on
yeah
he's a master
right, right,
of
right.
that
no I wasn't saying that he was putting it on
I wanna,
but like an Erica and me would probably respond to that the most because it's a little bit scary and who likes to be scared more than us like you want to feel taken care of but like all that bullshit comics and just women like not
women
interested.
Are still women
yeah.
no matter what but I would say this a lot of times like I have to say a lot of times like I had to when we were talking I was talking I was dating this girl and she put my shoes on remember I told you that
okay
she like you know we fooling around and afterwards right. I was like could you pass me my
but tell
shoes?
Him but tell him how she
did
it
her
why,
shoes
why
on?
Did it why This is why
what
you
mean?
Fucking died tonight.
Go ahead.
See, this is here's what I don't like about Jeffrey's. This is and not Jeffrey.
You want to hear the
story? Our all our shit. This story, but this is what's bothering me.
I feel like okay. it gets out though, but I'm going to hear the story.
I feel like Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. I feel like women are the enemy. I feel like women are the enemy. I don't feel like.
That's so sad for you. I feel bad for you.
Just why won't she shut the fuck up? This is why. This is, see, Jeffrey, here's my thing. She needs somebody to tell her to shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know she needs it. She's
I
this.
I know what I need.
She don't. See, they were saying, and she's so hot, guys just go, oh, blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. That's what she needs.
Uh-huh.
That's me. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So my thing though is I know she's the fucking enemy. My thing is I'm trying to tell dudes out there that fucking how to be happy amongst this type of shit. Meaning how to be happy amongst a woman who's hot and just won't shut the fuck up. She's putting her personality on you. She's making you read her pussy tattoos, but won't fuck you. Shut the fuck up.
You know I won't fuck you.
There you go. I already know you're not. This is what, cause I know that. I'm a master. Jeffrey's a master, but the fucking problem is they're the enemy, Jeffrey. They're the enemy.
No,
you're
the
fucking enemy.
There's different ways to conquer an enemy.
You are.
There's different ways to conquer an enemy.
My huh? goodness.
The truth comes out.
And this is the same problem that you and I have. Out. You're always, by your boisterousness, your abrasiveness, you expose tactics. You expose.
See, I don't consider women an enemy.
I don't consider women an enemy. I find it to be...
They have very strong power.
I find it to be...
You know what, see, Patrice...
I find it to be typical. I find that what we're doing, like, what Jeffrey's doing is fantastic.
Only angry men look at women as an enemy. You're not that way. You say you are.
Really
but you
really don't think they're...
I don't think you really look at them as an enemy.
You know what it is, Jeff? He's defining his frustration by them being... But it's
women
not really...
Women have very strong power. See, that you have to... Be open to the concept that women have incredibly strong power.
We do.
It's not our fault. It's
they
not their
do
fault.
Not. It's, just, it's they, pussy, Jeff.
Okay, but whatever it is,
that's
it's real.
That's not power.
But it's real.
Yeah, but we have it.
They got a twat. That's it.
But
right,
we have
but
it.
It's no, real.
We're not. It's, let me tell you something. She doesn't need to. I'm keep picking on her because she's the most personality type.
Yeah.
She doesn't need all the super boots. And the fucking goggles.
Right.
And
she doesn't need the gold
tooth. She doesn't need it.
She doesn't need
any of that. Because she doesn't, she's not sexier with it or without it. That's why I'm saying we have technique and style because we need that shit. She could wear a fucking
right,
one of those dresses,
exactly.
A Quaker dress.
Right, and which she's
but
still
she's
be
forcing,
hot.
She's right. Forcing her personality on the issue where she don't even have one.
She doesn't.
Because no one taught her to have one yet. She's just walking around like a fucking chicken, and nobody says, stop clucking.
We're saying the same thing.
That's why I say the enemy, because, see, what you're doing...
But it's not.
You keep, every second, you keep saying, oh, no. Like, here's what's bothering me, Jeff.
Go ahead.
Okay, we agree, but then the next thing is, yes, but men have problems, too. Like, fucking, we're not here to talk about men's problems.
I didn't say men have problems, too. I said women have strong power. Men resent it.
Thank you. There you go.
Men resent it because they don't know what to say to women. So they leave, go, they go home alone because they don't know what
but
to say.
But
that's
have
not women's
the pain
fault.
Of the, I, it is their fucking fault. Well, actually, it's not their fault. It's not our fault.
If men
that's what I'm
the
here for,
all the time that it's right. not their fault.
It's our fault.
Men need to learn what to say to women.
But
that's
Jeffrey, if you had a radio show, which you should.
I would love to have
you
a radio
You should
show.
Have a radio show with this. This is fantastic. You come on right before me, and then I'll come on and dispel all that horseshit.
Okay, good.
Now.
We should do one together.
Right. We really should, Jeff.
Let's do
now,
it tonight.
But listen, all I'm saying is what you're doing would be no help ultimately to guys. Ultimately, it's not helping.
Because you think they don't the average have, guy you know out there listening to you could do what you do?
No.
You're a master. There's no way. A guy out there listening who tried what you do, it will sound cool, he's going to look like a jerk, and the woman will probably slap him because it's not true for him.
Okay.
The same way as if you tried to say what I said, it wouldn't be true for
but
you.
But we should dig down, Jeff, to what it is. As
but
opposed
you see,
to our strategies and our techniques and our philosophy, we need to boil it down to what exactly what we're trying to fucking do.
But here's the thing, Patrice. You've been thinking about this all your life.
Right.
You didn't think this up tonight. You did what I did. You've been fascinated with women all your life, and you had these thoughts.
And you know where my fascination came from?
Frustration.
Came from not getting pussy.
Okay.
When I was in high school, and girls just didn't fuck fat dudes. Before I understood that women are better than us on this term.
Mm-hmm.
They like us for other things.
Yes, they're not as superficial as
which
us.
Is their,
that's why I
which
said...
Which is really their weakness.
Yeah, that's why I said exactly. That's why... Exactly.
And
that's why I said women function on a higher plane. They don't judge... Thank God they don't judge us the way we judge women on such a superficial level.
Let me go take a couple of calls, because, Jeff, we got some people who are interested in you, young man. We're going to talk. Who's been on the longest? Get this kid, Jess... No, that's not, let Jess talk. He's on it. He's on the fucking phone anyway. Go ahead. Jess.
What's up, Patrice?
All right.
How are you, sir?
Not bad, man. Thanks for calling. What's up?
You're the big boss. You're exactly right about this. This guy, I think he's full of shit.
Jess.
I wanted to ask you, how would you put from the deer, the bunny, and the bear, where would you put a cougar? You know, the ladies above the 40.
Depends.
And keep on fucking rocking, Patrice.
Thank you, sir.
Jess just
thanks for calling, Jess.
he just asked where would you put a cougar, which you know what a cougar is. It's you.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's a deer.
It's a beautiful
deer.
Girl around. Because I don't want to be mean to her. She's a sweet girl. But see, this is another thing. Let me go back to this.
But I don't want you to go.
Honesty,
she's not old enough to be a cougar.
Honesty yeah. to me has turned into insults. You understand? Like, I guess there's a way to do it. Like, you could call some, you probably have a way. Tell me your way of calling a bitch old.
Mature. You mean if I was saying it to her?
Mature. If you had to express.
I'd say a more mature woman.
Yeah, mature.
It's like a finely like
if,
aged
woman. You mean if I was going to say to a woman? Like
if you was to actually say, like me, I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, you're old, bitch, but it's all good. Like, I'll go, you older, but you're not a spring chicken, but whatever. Like, I would make sure. Here's what I would not want to do, and this is because of. Again, a lot of my stuff comes from experience of getting caught into things. Mm-hmm. A girl saying, okay, I love you. Do you love me? Now, what happened is my gut reaction, I didn't, and this is men, I think, in general. Yeah. We don't know. There's a filter in the middle. You understand? Mm-hmm. That keeps us from telling the truth because we don't want to lose. What did you say? Power. The pussy. Right, we don't lose no pussy.
Right, exactly.
We want some ass. So if a chick goes, how old do I look? You want to go 40, bitch, but you're so scared to go. So you go, you look 30, 31, and now you're caught.
But you know what? But
it
doesn't diminish you. But it doesn't diminish you in any way to do that. Why hurt someone's feelings?
Because my girl is the most abusive motherfucker you've ever seen. Meaning this, she's abusive. Like, if I go coochie coo too much.
Yeah.
She has an instant, because she loves me so much. This is them. This is what this is, understanding them. They hate how much they love you. My girl hates that she feels this.
They resent losing the power, right. They resent,
how
you
much
for
she,
it.
She knows I'm better than her.
Mm-hmm.
On a level, she just knows I'm better. She hates that. And if she can get
she
me
hates
to
loving
fit,
you.
She hates loving
Loving
me.
You because you took away some of the power.
And her whole thing is to find a way for her to feel comfortable hating me. Like, comfortable.
That has a lot. But you,
like she wants this 50-50 thing. And then once she feels that, okay, good, I got him, then she now can function. But you understand what I'm saying?
Patrice, your honesty with her makes her resent the fact that she loves you more. You don't really make it okay for her to love you and submit.
That's not true.
I know you do, you know, on a level, but when you're going at her, when it's heated, like, and I've been around y'all, you don't really make it okay. Like, you don't candy coat nothing ever.
But why should I?
I'm not saying you should, but I'm just saying
that's... Because you can't take words back.
That is
words are said, you can't take them back. It's no good to say, you know what, I just said that because I was angry.
She's an abusive fucking girl.
But that's why you're together.
You're better than her. What does that mean?
That's why you're together.
You're better at what? Looking? Better at making money? You're fucking hot.
Yes.
She's beautiful.
I'm better.
She's beautiful.
I'm better. Yes.
I would,
keep going.
I can explain.
Keep fucking going.
Out who's better. That's
it is.
It absolutely is.
Listen to your boyfriend.
Women who are used to having a lot of power. There are certain women who have tremendous power.
Listen, that's another thing. Hold up. See that shit? This is what I'm talking about. That's the shit. They throw in insecurity and they throw in gay. They throw in things to make them. But listen, have you ever, I'm talking to the dudes, have you ever gotten pussy cause you have a dick?
Never.
Cause you have a dick?
Never.
Have you ever gotten pussy?
Never.
Have you get dick, have you ever had to talk your way into dick? Have you ever had to charm your way into anything? Have you ever had to really, really have a philosophy to motivate through life? You just arbitrarily say we're insecure. That's not insecure.
But maybe you're insecure.
Wait, answer the question first.
Answer the question.
I don't have a philosophy. I think I do have a philosophy in life, but...
Okay, go ahead. Why would you say we're insecure? Because that's typical shit.
Wait a minute.
No.
I don't even know what Patrice's
question
was.
The question was, have you ever had to...
Have you ever had to do anything else other than be a woman and just be a woman and get something from a guy? Do you understand?
Sex.
Yes.
To get sex. No, to get sex.
To get sex from a guy? Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
what, really? You've had to charm your way into some dick?
I mean,
You had to take your clothes off?
I have.
You had to suck his dick?
Here's the thing. If you're not drop-dead gorgeous, seriously, because you guys, you respond visually. You at a bar or whatever.
Amy, you will have no problem getting dick. Stop.
No, I'm telling you.
But
I'm not
got the right dick.
No. There you go.
But
and that's your
that's
fucking
the point.
That's why we're
what
better.
Is it so every woman can get
that's
some
why
dick.
I'm better.
That's the point.
Every
but every
woman,
man
no, I'm
can.
Every
but
woman
every man
can get some dick if she wants some.
Can you get some dick?
I can.
Okay,
but
then.
I'm saying, but I know chicks that cannot. I know chicks that not fucked in that's 3 or 4 years.
Where's the bitch in a coma?
Oh, my God.
No, she's not getting the dick she wants.
Exactly.
She can get some dick.
But y'all can get any pussy. You can get pussy.
We can't get any pussy. We can't get every pussy.
Wait a minute. But let me say this though. What
women
I was saying
don't
about
function that way.
Wait, let me say about insecurities though.
Why are you jumping off?
Because that's what made
him
jump
no,
in
but
it
you
in
made
the beginning.
A, you made a statement. Follow through with the statement. What you said. You said you can just get pussy. That's not true. What makes you say that? And how do you base?
She
can just get dick.
No, but she said, guys, you can get pussy. That's not true.
Yeah, you know.
But
we,
how are
but,
you basing
my
that?
Question?
Fuck
my,
the girls that I know that ain't getting no dick. If
you
I'm
don't, first
dick,
of all, are you a loser?
No.
You don't hang out with no bitches that can't get dick.
Okay.
Stop lying. Who the fuck hangs out with somebody that can't get what they got? I don't hang out with no dudes that can't get pussy.
Really, you don't? But you just said that so all men can get... What is it?
No.
Can y'all can't get it or you can't get
we,
it? What is
what,
it?
The question was... Can
you get pussy from any chick you want?
The question was... See, this is the thing. I love this.
No, you don't. Because,
no.
Yeah. Because,
yeah.
No.
Listen to me. Just shh for a second. That's another thing I learned about women. They need emotions to actually function.
Mm-hmm.
So once you stop really going
and
back and forth with
too.
Emotions, it's really over for them. They don't have nothing else because they feed off of that. Mm-hmm. They don't. I'm trying to teach you now.
Thank you.
That's what separates
listen,
a woman.
Learn,
a man has two heads where a woman has one.
Reggie, get your girl. So. Listen, Erica, what made me upset was the fact, right, that women arbitrarily say things they feel without... Do you hear all this back and forth trying to figure it out, talking, and then you come in with just the word insecure?
And it made you insecure.
Wait, no, it marginalized...
What we're doing into
girl shit. You always interject some nonsense vaginal shit into some deep thinking.
No, that is
we're
not the
just
case.
Better than you. Why won't y'all admit we're better?
I think that ultimately
are men better. Are men better than y'all?
At some things.
No, definitely.
I think that most men.
Name a category that you're better than, except for being fucked. Being the fucky.
Yeah.
Shopping.
Name something you're better.
You can't shop better than me.
See how goofy she is? She's just goofy.
What you mean?
Really?
You can't.
He
can't
has
shop.
On ostrich.
Oh,
he has on extinct animal shoes. And you have on goofy boots and a skull draws. He's not a better shopper?
Dude, Chrome Hearts, $3,000. Chrome Hearts sunglasses. $1,000.
Did she just make this better because she paid $1,000 for those dumb handcuffs?
That's
why we're better.
Let me say this.
$1,000.
The cop bought it for me. What is this? Is this a MasterCard commercial?
What's a cop doing with 3Gs?
Goofy bitches, priceless.
Listen. Listen.
Ivy is Sandy Kane from 30 years ago.
This. With the bumps? With the real bumps.
I know what this is, baby. It's very cute.
And then you gotta eat it.
It's very, very cute. But he got a snake skin.
Python.
This is why. But see, Erica, this is why we're better. Now, Erica, I like how mad she's getting. Oh, she's going to be.
I can, you know what?
Man, I'm enjoying this.
But here it is.
I think I'm
going to
suck on Erica's titties later. Patrice, titty. She want to put a titty in my mouth later.
Patrice, here's what.
Anytime a black chick say something anyway, y'all get so like up in arms and
here's what you mean.
Cut her mic off real quick. Cut a mic off. Cut everybody's mic off.
You ain't never talked to Amy the way you talk to me.
Cut it off.
He has talked to me like that.
That's why. There you go. She's trying to pimp me. She's trying to pimp me with her bullshit. That's why I'm better. She just tried to throw. That's what girls do. You wouldn't talk to a white girl. I've been abusing Amy since she came up in this motherfucker.
You understand?
But
what
her level would have been.
Oh, victimizing. Oh, I'm going to suck those titties really good later. Look at her being a victim. I'm going to get those. I'm going to get the left one, too.
You know what? Here's the whole point of being better. Women are attracted to men that are better than them. Yeah. They never are attracted to a man that's not better than them.
Yeah.
Now, what does better mean? Does it mean financially? Does it mean in looks? Does it mean sexually? Does it mean freaky? Does it mean that he's more exciting, more interesting? Whatever you perceive better as, that's what he's better
You're
at.
Right, Dante. I totally think that is true.
That is the point.
But every guy I've ever been with, I've always thought he's too good for me. This guy is, I'm surprised. He's attracted to me. But then after dating him for like 3 months, I'm like, oh, fuck.
And wait a minute, the journey of bringing him down. This is what I'm saying.
You're right.
The journey is for a woman to find a guy who she goes, wow, this motherfucker is cold. I love him. I like him. I'm into him. Then it's a journey to bring, and however long that journey lasts, it's to bring him down. It's the, like I keep saying this, the queen and the king, okay? The king and the queen system in England, okay? Mm-hmm. If I'm the king of the fucking town, or whatever, the kingdom, of the castle. If I marry a useless bitch, you know what she becomes?
The queen. She becomes the highest level
that a woman's title could be in the world is the queen.
Just by marrying me.
Right. I make you the best you can be. Now, if a queen
marries a motherfucker that ain't shit. What does he become?
He's the motherfucker who ain't shit who married the queen.
He's the motherfucker who ain't shit who marries the queen, and the queen can't look at him. Like, she cannot elevate him to his highest level. No woman can elevate a fucking man to their highest level, because then what happens is I have to go above you. The king is better than the queen. Is that true or false?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But can I ask the thing?
I'm better than you.
Wait a minute. Let me say this.
I got something to say here.
Lord.
Now, this is... I'm saying if I would have did that, my mic would have shut off. Fair enough.
But before... Hold on. What have I been doing to her before she got here?
Shutting the mic off all over the map.
What have I been doing to you before you got here?
I don't know. Shutting the mic off.
Have I been very fair? Go ahead, Miss Victim. You fucking talk.
Thank you.
And you victimize yourself into getting the mic, you asshole. Don't think you can ever fucking trip me.
That's pathetic. First of all, Dante, are you catching?
Are you catching?
What is the issue?
There is no issue.
What is the issue?
Are you catching this? Are you catching this?
Catching what? What is the issue?
Go ahead, Victim.
No, I'm going to do what you want me to do. Go ahead, girl.
Good girl. Look, this is not me and you, this is you and me, but you think that how the victim shit's going is you think that I'm picking on you. When she told you I did worse, she told you I cut the mic off, and then you stopped
my
going,
question,
if I was this and I was that.
My question was going to be, earlier you all were saying that men just period are better than women, and that's what we were disagreeing with. But do we want a man that's better than us? I agree. Yeah. But to say a blanket statement that men are better than women, most of us are dating men that are beneath us and losers because a lot of dudes are not living up to the potential of what they're supposed to be.
That goes to the difference in Patrice's style, my style, and Jeff's style, is that he says it raw, abrasive out there, and that's what he does.
You think all men are better than women. I made a blanket statement,
but Reggie's talking. I said we better. I know I can't meet a bitch better than me.
But haven't you ever been with someone like, okay, I understand. If you meet him, but
you don't fuck with
him. The king is the king, but we live in fucking New York City.
Fair enough, I know.
There is, you know, and but mostly we're talking, the city's run by queens.
That's a context
Totally.
That's a context. That's just a context. I'm not saying we're in Mario England.
I know what you're saying, but every guy I've ever been with, I don't have a doubt that I've made him better. I've made him better.
On what level?
In the bedroom.
What?
We teach. Women train.
Are you still
men.
With him? Are you still with him?
No, and their new girlfriends.
Turn off this white girl's mic. Turn off the white girl's mic. You happy now?
Honey child.
You happy now? Turn it back on, man. Come on now. Stop. That's the shit. This is Jeffrey. This is why I approach them as the enemy.
We are
because
not the enemy.
This is what they do naturally. It's a beatdown, nigga. And I've got my fist balled the fuck up. It's a beatdown. She can't play me like she play everybody. She can't play me. She can't play me. And Miss Harford's not gonna play me either. Mm-hmm. Even with her floaty attitude, I'm gonna pull out
Patrice,
what she really is.
Patrice.
Because it is animals
but
that
Patrice,
we are.
Everyone's the same. When you break it down, everyone's the same.
The man animal, we are better. The bitch version of any animal is weaker.
Patrice,
well,
what
do you
mean?
We
always date the same person. They just have a different name plus a different face.
Yes, we always date the same
person. Wait, let me read this.
They just have a different name and different face. It's the same dude over and over and over. That's not true for everybody, though.
Some people fall into
that sounds like
pattern.
A beautiful middle-aged woman right there. I want you to sit back down, beautiful. Where you going? You going to smoke? No, you can't smoke in here.
I'll go outside. I'll be back.
All one right. Time. I don't want you to go, though.
I'm coming.
You all right?
Back.
How's those old hips?
Oh, my
you see how I talk to white women? No, I got to talk to white women with just
that's
love.
We love it. We love it.
You all okay? Don't. Did you see the anger? Did you see what she's trying? She is. Here's what she is. She's a pretty old bitch who ain't got a man. And she don't know why. And they won't take any fucking advice on how to. We're learning without their help how to deal with women. They don't want to fucking get our help in how to get a man. They don't have one. They don't know how to get one.
I want your help.
I'm still surprised
help
to hear that
she.
I'll help you if you stop being so violent.
That
I'm
she teaches guys
violent.
In the bedroom.
That's, okay.
That's interesting. I never saw a woman teach.
Think. Wait a minute.
And if she did
are
teach
you
them,
crazy?
If she
did, are you crazy?
If she does,
what
kind of guy?
Here it is. If she did teach him, she taught him that some other dude taught her. That's what
it
is.
It's like guys should be teaching women.
Hold on, we gotta take another. There's some people calling. We just gotta get some calls.
I found my own clip.
Let me talk to Dwayne in Brooklyn, please.
Dwayne.
Yo, what's up, baby?
What up, man? How you doing? Are you listening to this bullshit?
Baby, I'm listening to it, baby. I think it boils down to that, you know, it's just the way men and women were created, man. We were always meant to be the head. The woman was always meant to be the weaker vessel.
Oh, and I like that. You are a vessel, a boat.
Weaker
you are
vessel.
A weak boat.
A boat with a
vessel
hole in
holds
it.
Fluid.
A boat with a hole.
You are a weak-ass boat. That's what bitches are now, weak boats.
That's what I'm saying, baby. That you got to understand that it's a spiritual thing that the woman made a deal. You know, I don't want to demean it, but the woman made a deal with the devil to compass the man. Be it black, white man, black man, whatever man. See, this society pushes the woman above the man. So not only do we have to fight society, we got to fight our women. There's a lot of things that we have to do to keep our sanity as being a man.
Let me ask you a question. Dwayne, let me ask you a question. How long have you been listening to the show tonight?
I was listening to the show for about an hour and a half.
All right, let me ask you a question. Out of anybody in here, what style?
I know you're getting ready to get your props.
What style would you say you are most comfortable approaching women like? The Jeffrey, me, or Reggie?
Okay, well, my style, I'm straightforward like you. I'm not as abrasive.
What the fuck, nigga? I'm even bad towards abrasive motherfuckers.
I mean, listen, I'm straightforward to the point. This is how I am. This is the way I am. This is the way I'm going to be. You either accept me for what I am or don't accept me at all. You know, it's the same thing, but, you know, your other man that's next to you, he comes more conniving. You know what I'm saying? As far as I kick it, I'm going to be straight up, girl. And this is how I'm going to deal with it. It's either you can deal with a man that's going to be a man to the fullest or you can't. And don't
fair
get
enough.
Me being a man to the fullest.
Look at all this anger. Do you think this anger... If this is anger. No, this is. There's nowhere.
There's a world
there's
full of angry
nowhere,
men.
There's nowhere. nowhere for any dude to go call no place and hate a bitch no more. We don't like you. Hey, thanks for calling, Dwayne. Oh, hold on. Go ahead. Finish up.
Say this, baby. You have to understand something that from the dawn of time, it's been taken from
nigga, if you
man.
Say one more Bible reference, motherfucker, will you stop? Will you? This is not Proverbs, nigga. Get to the point.
All right, yo. It's been our manhood has been stripped from us.
That's why I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, whoa.
And
but
we're
not in the
world. And we ain't giving a fuck no more.
That's right. It's a under. This is all right. Thanks for calling, Dwayne. Let me explain what this is right here, in case women think
it's frustration.
This is just women bashing. You don't understand. There's an underground fucking fury towards the fact that you are running shit, but you're not. You're running, like I said, running the ocean.
Analogy.
It's toothless sharks who take their own teeth out and let tuna run the ocean, and then tuna be like, hey, girl, we running the ocean. tuna. Wait a minute. Let me finish. And then it's like, once they start looking for, because the ecosystem's fucked up, because all the sharks have no teeth.
Wait a minute, let me fucking finish this shit.
The tuna are sitting around, once they run the ocean, now they're sitting around talking about, damn, ain't no good sharks out there. Where's the sharks to make this ocean what it's supposed to be? I don't even know how to be a fucking tuna fish unless sharks are being sharks. So y'all want to run the ocean and still be tuna. You can't do it. Now, motherfuckers like this screaming, motherfuckers like me screaming, it's because I look at them like the enemy. Because I'm trying to help motherfuckers be strategic and be happy. Because if I'm happy, everybody around me gonna be fucking happy. Everybody. If you're happy, if a woman's happy, it can't be like that. You bleed every month for no reason. You have babies. You sit down to pee. God made you miserable.
We can have multiple orgasms.
So what?
Yes.
But you can't squirt in our face.
That's true.
Yes, they can.
Yes, they can. Patrice, one of the most interesting things that you've ever said to me, Patrice, was you said, well, you were talking specifically about comics, but that we all female comics want one foot in the regular world. And that's like one of the most true things I've ever heard, because women, and I think it's just true for all women, like women who are strong, because we want to be running the ocean. We like that, but at the end of the day, like we want to get fucked, and we want to feel like you guys are gonna take care of us. But at the same time, we want to be able to shut that off in a heartbeat. So
you want
we're
dogs
all over the place.
I ain't Fido, nigga. Hey, we gonna come on. We gonna be back, man. Take a break, man. Come back, and we gonna answer these phone calls. Is waiting to.
Call Patrice O'Neill on the Black Phillips Show, 866-WOW-1-WOW.
You can call. I'll listen to you talk about nothing.
That's 866-WOW-1-WOW.
It's Annie Up time, bitch. I'm a pimp!
Bitch better have my money.
That's how mad they got me. I wanted to do Delphonics today.
It ain't nothing like black pussy on my dick.
Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick.
He just raised the bar. The bar is so high.
He gets a lot of pussy. I told y'all.
Where'd Patrice go? He's hiding in the corner.
That was my song.
Because Jeffrey
Jeffrey
knew
the
every
words.
Word to that song.
That was my song.
I have to have Jeffrey.
I played that song.
Oh my God.
We can't coexist.
That
Me
was in
Jeffrey
my car every
cannot
week.
Coexist. Ready?
Are we still on?
We're perfect together.
Start it over, because we might
have
to see
money.
Who won't fuck up any of the goddamn words.
Oh,
I'm going to kill Jeffrey.
Battle.
It ain't nothing like fat pussy on my dick. Word to the motherfucking DJ Quick. I said O's like domino slapping gold. AMG's on the motherfucking microphone. A dick, bitch, nothing more, nothing less. You got a G, no hope. You can pass the test. Get big fat titties and lots of back. You got the woody, and I got the axe. I'm no joke when I stroke for a client. Bitches need dick, so they buying. G with the hot top bag. Open up your coach bag, bitch, or I can get paid.
Good enough.
Yeah,
man. I haven't heard that in years.
I don't charge by the inch.
I charge by the foot.
Think I'm lying, bitch. Here, take a look.
100% USDA grade A beef.
Son of a bitch.
My car, you can call
me. All right,
me.
Danny.
amazing.
You look like you ain't been puffed in a while. That was my song, bro. And I haven't heard it.
Something
I haven't heard it in a long time.
You know what this is like?
This is like,
like one of those vampire movies.
Jeffrey is where, Bizarro Patrice. Where
I'm like,
I'm your mirror
I'm
image.
I'm like Blade looking for the head vampire. I found Jeffrey. This is just
Bizarro Patrice.
Now, fucking Reggie's supposed to be hood for life, and you didn't know this fucking song.
Son, I was East Coast. The best. East Coast. We didn't.
Nigga, this is. Bitch better have my money. This is no coach.
This is.
There was my Mother anthem. It was my anthem. Definitely. Oh,
that was shocking. That was. That almost. That shocked me.
So, bitch better have my money. That's awesome.
Holy shit.
Absolutely.
This asshole Amy got to leave in 20 minutes. To go to you your fucking supermarket?
It's Arlene's grocery.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
My friend's CD release party.
Paul from
my
the Bronx.
Cousin.
What's her name?
Anna Yvette. Guys, listen to Anna Yvette.
Paul, fucking fuck up. Paul from the Bronx, what's up, man?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Are you listening to this?
Yeah. I've been listening to it. And you know, that brings me back to, you one of those dudes that found out what the secret was, and now you're bringing it to the masses and want to educate the people, and your man just found out the secret late in life and want to keep it to himself.
Is that Jeffrey? Would that be Jeffrey?
That would be Jeffrey, baby. Trying to
He's talking about
baby.
You, Jeffrey. Is there anything you want to say to Paul to try to sway him with your magic?
No, I'm not keeping it to myself.
Listen, man, you need to come to the side and recognize that, you know what? Chicks ain't shit. About men. About growing the fuck up.
Chicks ain't shit.
That's the mantra.
See, but when you go out to a bar, you ain't going
Thank
out
you.
To meet
Thanks,
other
Paul,
guys.
Man. Thanks, man.
You know what I wanted to talk about? Because men are angry when they...
But you hear it, though, Jeffrey.
No, but men are
you
angry.
You hear it out
men
there.
Men are angry when they feel weak in the presence of women. And look at what happens in strip clubs. Now, this is how full of shit men are.
Mm-hmm.
What do we hate most? We hate to be teased, right? Mm-hmm. We hate to be fucking teased. But guys go to strip clubs and spend thousands of dollars to be teased.
Okay.
They
no,
go
they
into
spend
strip
thousands
clubs.
Of dollars to go in the back room.
Well, they spend thousands of dollars on all kinds. I've seen guys spend all kinds of money there. And it makes no sense. Women get paid to take off their clothes, right? Men, you know, women would never pay men to take off their clothes. They just go take off your fucking clothes.
But it's fun.
Take off your clothes.
Women's strip shit is fun.
What guy is saying, give me $20 before I take off my clothes? Guys are just whipping off their clothes.
You're talking about in terms relative to real life.
You're talking about power.
Right.
Women's power is so strong.
Say what their power is, Jeffrey.
Some women.
What's the power?
The power of beauty.
No. What's the power?
Pussy.
What do you mean pussy power?
I want
pussy.
You to say it.
Pussy power,
their
yeah.
powers in their pussy.
Powers in the pussy, right. Yeah.
And where's the other power? This is why I say we're better.
But it's more
now,
than that.
Me and Erica was going at odds about this. Erica, on every level of life, men are better. We're smarter, faster, stronger.
On every level of life, I would like my man to be better. But unfortunately, there are a lot of weak-ass men out here.
Yes.
And the thing is, you're selling this philosophy. A lot of these dudes that are calling in are some weak-ass dudes.
Ooh.
You got, Patrice, first of all, Patrice, you got Ooh. Money. You happy as hell. You selling it like you women are the enemy and evil. Dude, you living good. The rest of these motherfuckers are not. And they're angry
Because
at
I decided
you
know, to live good, though.
But you're also
you created that for yourself.
I
created
no, exactly. that for
you. But you have to make a decision to do that. You
right.
have to make a decision.
You made a decision as a young man.
But that's
that
what you should
goals.
Be teaching these dudes the secret to being successful and happy like you. But instead, they're angry. You're not even really all that mad. You're not.
No, but the same way that he you reached your philosophy. See, Patrice, you, as I said
I'm
before, you reached your philosophy. You reached your philosophy from thinking about these things for many years.
Yes.
Until it made sense to you. I did the same thing. Many years went into that. I didn't just come up with this stuff overnight.
You know what the epiphany was? The epiphany, as a friend of mine said, it was like you were David Banner. And what was the gamma rays that actually made me into the Hulk? It was Brazil. I went to Brazil. And quickly, it was basically, I was having such a good time with hookers. Like, I was very happy with third world hookers. You know, happier than, like, just relaxing. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense for me to have to fly 10 hours,
possibly die in the jungle somewhere, possibly get robbed and murdered out there, possibly get AIDS out there.
Right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. You were in a safe haven. It was, you were in Brazil, baby.
It was almost like all those fucking obstacles was worth it.
Right.
And I'm like, I got to figure out how to make that happen for me here, mentally.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to just, I had all these philosophies in my head, but I just started to apply it. And let me explain something to you, how you apply it first. And this is for the guys out there. Only thing you have to really deal with, only thing you really have to deal with a woman is the threat of rejection. Front end rejection, meaning I see you in the streets, I go, hi, how you doing, Supersonic? Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? And you go, I don't like you. So say you say to her, wow, your energy is so beautiful. And she goes, ugh, fuck you, motherfucker.
Right.
All you had to do was deal with that, the rejection. And once you apply that to yourself, where you go, you know what? I'm just going to stick flypaper everywhere, see what sticks. For women, and everything is a circle. Women have to deal with rejection on the back end. You have to deal with rejection after
you fall in love.
Everything we give you to fuck you, this is the problem. You have to, I have to be a good lover. I have to have decent money.
Charming.
I have to have decent clothes. I have to be funny. I gotta be I gotta be everything.
You gotta start with funny.
For your vagina. I gotta be everything for your vagina.
Wait,
shut this bitch up. I gotta be everything for the vagina, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where the resentment comes in is now you look at me like I'm supposed to love you like you love me, and you've done nothing lovable. Not one fucking thing have you done lovable. Why should I love you? Because I'm lovable. That's why we don't like you.
We're lovable.
Because you're not giving nothing.
No, you gotta love yourself before you can love
this
everybody.
This is horseshit.
That is real shit.
Horseshit.
Real shit.
Turn it back on, Danny. But this is what I'm saying. You do not fucking know. I know about women. You don't know about men. Because you don't need to. You need to now because you're reaching that tender age of old.
It's like the pretty girl who never develops a personality.
She's like Shaq. You know, she's like,
I wasn't talking about her, but I'm talking about
in general.
And
you know another thing that just popped in my head? You and Reggie's style is for, if you're a coach of the team, you and his style is for LeBron James. You understand? You know basketball at all?
No. Yeah.
LeBron James, 22 years old, phenom, a machine, baddest motherfucker playing basketball.
Mm-hmm.
My style is for Shaq. 37, knees fucked up, trying to figure out how to get a couple of good years out of that. That's who I am.
What I would say is this.
No. You're in it with the young women. You have patience. My thing is, I'm fucking mad at the shit. I'm so resentful, right, that I want to get the old bitches. When they're like, what do I do? Once they get ready to get out the league, here I come to explain your whole career to
coaches.
You.
Trying to get
you,
coaches.
You guys catch him, and hopefully, if you catch him and you catch him,
they good.
When I see him or when another guy sees him, you'll be like, wow, you must have been talking to Dante when you was younger. But any bitch that ain't talking to you or talking to Dante, they get to me, they're in deep shit. Because I resent all the bullshit we gotta go through to fucking get pussy. That's how I feel about it.
Mm.
That's all y'all got.
But I don't understand what the resentment.
The resentment is, why the fuck do you have to have a tie-dye shirt, a fucking a goddamn Tyrannosaurus skin shoes, dead snake faces, shave his beard, get up and shaving bald is a motherfucker. Gotta shave bald, gotta smell good, right? Gotta do a lot of shit. Gotta drive a nice truck, gotta keep it clean, gotta be able to read. If I was gonna be a fucking bitch and she said I can't read, I'd be like, bitch, I don't want a tutor. I don't need you to be able to read. We gotta be all things.
But I would say this though.
He likes doing that, but if he didn't do it, it's more likely a woman wouldn't like him.
Yeah, but
without
that. But Patrice, it's not that. What happens is, initially, when you're younger, you do those things to get women. But when you start to do it, you enjoy cultivating your personality. And that's what women find attractive, is when it becomes, when it's not a, a routine that you do to get women, it's when it becomes real.
When it becomes real. And that's where the, that's where the resentment wheel is. Meaning, I'm a winner. And I'm like, but see, having a vagina is almost like being a celebrity. Your vagina makes you think you're at my level of hard work. You walk out the house, with sunglasses on, with earphones, with the fucking iPods to go to be like not bothered. Please don't bother me. No autographs, please. I'm a beautiful woman. It's like,
right.
I fucking been doing this shit 16 fucking years. And now, I gotta use this to be able to say hello to you in the street.
But it's really hard to be a beautiful woman on the street. You know what they have to go through to walk on the street? And I'll tell you, I'll tell you something, and it's very...
I'm gonna kid Jeff, I swear I'm gonna choke this motherfucker.
It's a very... Because men, we don't know what that's like. It doesn't look how cool you are.
Ready? Listen, hold on. Time out.
To me, you're Jeffrey, the master.
But
how many women come up to you on the street and want to take you on trips?
Ready?
And offer you dinner? And
here it is. Let's boil it back down to pussy.
We don't get that shit.
If, let's say we had something that women were after every fucking second of the day. Say every
That's
guy.
For money.
We don't know what it's
wait,
like.
Wait a minute.
Though.
Wait a second. What if God had cursed us or blessed us? Every guy had 10 G's in his pocket every day. And right. Every day, women were out there going, hello. And in our mind, we're going, man, this bitch is just after my $10,000. Damn right. It. Now, just because she's after our $10,000, right, does that make you special? Because she's chasing your 10 G's?
No, and every woman thinks that you're just after the pussy because that's what they got that's $10,000.
Why? Here's the thing about my $10,000. Here's the thing about my 10 G's. I'm better than my $10,000. You understand?
Absolutely.
Bitch, want my 10? Take my 10, bitch, because I got $50,000 worth of shit you don't even know about up here. Bitches are not bigger than their pussy. Their pussy drives their whole shit.
And we're saying the same thing.
Be better than your pussy.
And we're saying the same thing.
That's some bullshit.
Patrice,
that is some bullshit.
Be better.
That
just
is some
because,
bullshit.
Just because you're not
my
better than your pussy.
My pussy don't give me shit. Tell me how to make my pussy work for me, because the power you giving it, it don't have it.
It works for
no,
you.
But no.
Patrice,
God
you see,
damn.
Listen. We had to cultivate other things to overcome that power. See,
right.
You, God gave you talent. Not only are you funny, but you have a point of view, which is one thing I always respected about you, because some guys get up and they're just saying shit just to be funny. You have a message, and your message is very clear, and you use your talent, and now you can get the women that you wanted. Before, we'd all just be regular
and
guys.
That, but that shouldn't
guys
add to that shouldn't add to what seems to be hatred or whatever. I'm using these strong
no,
words,
guys have
but
to
that
make
shouldn't
themselves
add to that.
No, if you get a guy, because
we
got
remember
a guy
what it was like when you were
you
a
get
kid.
A guy that's rich, a lot of times he doesn't have any character. A lot of times he's
oh,
a
that's
dickhead.
Like what, a motherfucker with a giant baby on for a dick.
Right.
A lot of motherfuckers it's, with 12 inch dicks.
Just, don't they just assholes?
Most guys
you know,
have
I want one,
to
nigga. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, but go ahead.
That's what I said. I feel sorry for women sometimes because most guys have nothing to say. I listen to guys talking. They have nothing.
But they have nothing to fucking say.
Well,
that's
I don't know.
Not true.
I
that's
find
not
women
true.
That are interesting.
Yo, oh, wait a minute. Whoa. Wait, stop the presses. Because that made the lovely Hartford, Connecticut, Bridgeport nigger lover here open her mouth. Go ahead, my dear.
You must be dating the wrong people. Because at the end of the day, I personally want someone who can mentally, physically, and emotionally
you want
stimulate.
Somebody who's
no.
better than
ready?
You.
Ready? Time out. Ready?
Stimulate
you
me.
You, wait a minute. Do you hear?
I do the same. In order to have a conversation, you need
you're
someone.
You're assuming that
okay,
you
hold
do
on,
the
ready?
Same. You're assuming that you do the same. You're assuming that you're stimulating him when he might just be listening to your horseshit.
To get some ass. That's what I'm...
That,
here,
if you
wait
don't
a minute.
Give it.
Wait a second.
Let
one second, Jacqueline.
That.
Let me ask you this. This is what I'm saying. See how that started? Let me tell you, even to boil it down, not even to repeat what you said. You know what bitches say? I let you eat my pussy. How arrogant of a statement is that to say, I let you give me pleasure? See how she started? I want. This is all things she wants. What do you have, Jacqueline, that makes me love you back? To be loved, you gotta be lovable. I'm lovable.
Oh, God.
You are, Patrice, you are lovable. But
you
hold
understand?
On. But, hold
but
on.
The arrogance, what you're talking about is the arrogance.
It's arrogant to say that.
From when you say, I want this, you're not even taking into consideration that somebody might not find you interesting. And
well,
that's very
that's fine.
Possible.
I don't want to be with them.
Wait, Reggie, could you repeat what she just said?
You said because I don't want to be with him. If you don't want to be with somebody that might be interesting but doesn't find you interesting, you don't want to become interesting. You're not even considering that how somebody looks at you and your perspective because you don't
This is the rejection. Now, if I see you in the street, Jacqueline, here's what's going to happen. I got 50 levels. I'm going to go through of rejection. Hey, how you doing? Hello. I get that. Hello. Yeah. Then you go, okay, I've seen that before. Anyway, boom, 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 boom. Maybe 29.
Then you get,
maybe 29 I might get the number. Level 29. Women don't have even a level 2. What you do is go, I don't like him or I don't like him. Now, when I say to you, listen, quid pro quo, I traded you the implication of my entire existence for your pussy. Fair trade. Thank you, Precious. I traded all the shit that you think you're gonna be with. I gave it to you to say, hey, look, I'm a funny motherfucker. Hey, look, I can read, I can write, I got good credit. Nice house. You gave me some pussy. Nice trade. Thank you, sweetie. What in there made me need to like you when you were trading pussy for my existence? Why should I love you back? Now you need to work to love, to get the love you want.
But what makes you think
I don't work for the people that I love?
You do. I bet you women do
you
work for the people love.
You got
him. But what if he don't love you like you love him?
Get rid of him.
Yeah.
But why? Because, listen.
It's called respect.
That's not has nothing to do with respect.
Wait, Patrice, I have a question for you.
You're just fucking cuckoo.
Patrice, once you've like slept with a girl, once you've gotten the pussy, like what keeps you going back then? Like obviously
pussy.
Okay, you want to get
it's
it again.
It's addictive.
But is there any woman so far like that you crack. Haven't gotten tired of it?
What's the choice?
It really is. Choice? You do get tired,
you get tired
of
it, right?
But that's why me and my girl do the little threes and this and that, because it's a natural process. It's a natural thing. Like my girl, she doesn't become here. If you look at an army, right, and you come in, who am I more likely to send out to their death, a lieutenant or a private?
This is way too complicated for you.
To their death?
If it's a war, who do I send out to fight, private or lieutenant? Because I have no investment in that person. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I send them to do their job. So a private, if you're a private in my life, you're just a fuck.
Expendable, and a fuck.
An expendable fuck. Beat
right.
it. Now, as you work your way into that, what happens is our time is like your pussy. And I've said that before, meaning this. The more I want to spend time with you, like if you with a guy and he cheats on you, right? You got to look at it like this. If you spend 16 hours a day with him, right? You hang out with him, you live with him, you sleep, you wake up together, you talk all day. If he gets some fucking side pussy from a fucking private, he ain't trying to fuck up the whole army, but you take it like that. Your worth becomes different. My girl got the key to my house. She feed my fish. The bitch can kill my fish. I love my fish. She can kill my fish. Mm-hmm. She can steal my fucking checks.
Right.
You understand? She knows my social security number. She knows places where I push it. She's more important than pussy. The pussy pie has shortened. Cause I see it. She's not, when she pees, I go, ugh. If one of y'all peed, I'd be like, ooh, she's peeing, that's dirty. Cause it's new pussy.
Cause you get used to
it's
it.
It's newness.
Right.
It's just like when you ever been with a guy and you felt like, oh wow, it feels like he's on his period. It feels like he acts like he's on his period.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what that is? To us, it's when we're faithful for long periods of time. We get the same symptoms. We get cramps. We get headaches. we fucking want to bleed.
God, I'm more like a guy.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's a curse. This is why me and you, motherfucker Jeffrey, we're going to get at it because you're making excuses for them. We already have enough excuses. I'm on my period. What about my period? What about what God makes me suffer through? The shit that makes God you suffer doesn't make you special. So what? You can have a kid. That ain't your fault. It just is what it fucking is. So the fact that I want different pussy, it is what it is.
But I don't.
Why don't y'all try to understand that shit? That naturally we don't want to be with you for the rest of our life, and then you don't do anything to make me want to fucking think different.
But wait a minute, man.
I just had this relationship with a guy who doesn't want to be monogamous. He wants to get married, and he doesn't want to be monogamous.
That's
and this is the first
everybody.
Guy. I said to you, I don't understand. Why don't you
That's
cheat on
everybody.
Me? Be like every other guy in the world, and just do what they do and shut your fucking mouth. Don't hurt me.
She's angry. See, this is, she's a chick up my alley. She old, don't know shit, just talking for no reason. This is up my alley. No question. What was you going to say?
I was going to say that I think men... Women, I think I understand basically that most men are going to cheat. Men are the ones that expect monogamy for us and get upset when we fuck around.
Because you don't fuck around like us. We fuck around righteously.
But we do fuck around. Y'all just, I mean, we're smart really? Enough to know that you don't know.
You want a whole bunch of different dicks in you.
First of all.
Okay, don't answer the question.
Here's the problem.
First of all.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Dante. Erica, yeah, answer the question. Do you want a whole, because I'll answer my own question. I want a lot of pussy. Different pussy. Do you want a lot of different dick? Exactly.
No.
I definitely would like more than one.
But do you want 25?
At the same time.
Do you hear that? Now the girl,
that's
do you
a whole
other, very, that's a whole
other movie.
Right now! Yes!
Two dicks
in your mouth, one in your ear.
No, my daddy, listen, I can't really say, but I mean...
Erica, let me ask you a question. Now,
I definitely am not necessarily the most monogamous woman. And
Would you rather have a bunch of dicks, or would you rather have one that you want
all? I'd rather have a bunch of dicks. I'd rather have
Fair enough. How many is a bunch?
For me, 5 is cool.
At the same time.
Oh.
Erica.
Well, I'm saying, like, I'm single, I'm not married. You know what I'm saying?
You're single, not married, but see.
Single, not married. I'm dating right
but
now.
But do you
I'm
know, do you know girls
people.
That fuck a lot of guys? Guys who fuck a lot of women are happy motherfuckers.
But the girls who
girls
fuck,
fuck
lives,
a lot of guys
they're,
are
they're
miserable.
Yeah, their dads fuck them.
I know, because
really?
You're so fucking charming and happy. Erica, you a mad motherfucker because you would rather have one. That's the animal you are. You don't want a bunch of different
things.
Well, I'm talking about right now. Like,
the sex
well, I'm not
is intimate.
Ultimately, for the rest of
ultimately,
my life.
I want 20 bitches all the time.
Sex is intimacy
walking around
for women.
And then, like,
even
a
if it's
not intimacy
it
for men?
Is not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
No.
The
we
same
decide.
Disease I can get laying down. We, you we, can get.
That's not,
like,
matter
that's
of fact, not
what
I'm saying.
As a matter of fact.
What I'm saying is that a guy is taking up space in your body.
No, but that's for to feed your ego.
You are the fucking.
No, that's not the point.
You think every bitch that fucks you loves you. You
no,
think every bitch
that
fucks you is enjoying
think.
It.
But she
I'm
likes
your
me.
Ego, but that's what you think.
No,
I mean,
she likes
you.
No,
not necessarily
no
like you.
Bitch
but
is fucking.
Not fuck you and not like you.
You can. That's you true. Can. You cannot.
I fuck up most of the men I fuck, I don't necessarily like. They're here to fill the void until the right comes
the
along.
Void.
The void.
That's the point.
Pussy is not emptiness for men. It's activity.
It's a lot of dudes that's, first of all,
we
y'all
decide,
fun.
The we
void.
Make a,
y'all like to make
we
it
make
seem
a
like
conscious
it,
decision whether or not
what?
It's intimate or not.
We have to take a break.
We
have
make
to take a break. Hold that, hold that off. Hold that there. Hold that there. I'm sorry, we gotta take a do you hear this fucking shit out there? God damn it. I just wanna know, tell people who's talking. That was Big Black Mama there. And before that, it was Miss fucking niggas in Bridgeport, but she don't tell nobody. Miss. Look at she's like look at her face. Yeah, let me tell you, her face. That face she just made is Erica's yelling. It's like that's how she controls. Like that was uncomfortable. Didn't like it. And everybody goes,
like,
I'm sorry. I'm not. That's why they're the enemy, Jeffrey. Her look don't work. Erica's mouth don't work. Her trying to be reasonable and sneak in there with her reasonable horse shit don't work. And Miss Crazy Motherfucker writing shit don't work either. They're the enemy. Because they all trying to get, just like we trying to, they think we trying to get pussy. They trying to get something with their techniques. They all have fucking techniques.
That's true.
Everybody's got techniques.
All of them. We'll be back.
Thanks for having me.
It's Black Phillip with Patrice O'Neill.
It is almost better than when a guy eats your pussy.
What the fuck are you talking about, bitch?
Well, you mean right now?
Yeah. Nigga, are we on?
Yeah, we're on. Oh, okay. Well, listen, Patrice wants me to plug my book. So
I don't want you to plug it.
My book is out. Well, Patrice and Dante are both in it, and it's called filthy, funny, and totally offensive.
It's funny,
and
too, man. You did it with Trip Wetzel, right?
With Trip Wetzel, yes, right. I've been writing material for the Friars Roast for many years, so I got asked to do a book of celebrities' favorite dirty jokes. And I got 250 celebrities to give me really nasty shit. And Patrice gave me some amazing stuff.
Where can they buy it?
Amazon.com.
And what's the name again?
Filthy, Funny, and Totally Offensive. And you can also get it on my website, jeffreygurian.com, JeffreyGurian.
Jeffrey's also like a joke writer extraordinaire, by the way, too.
Thank you, bro.
Yes, sir. Jeffrey does a lot of fucking shit.
Renaissance.
And he knows the words, the bitch better have my money. That's nigga here. Sorry. Let's take a couple of calls here. Let's see. Who's been waiting, man? You know what? Go to Brian in Utah, please. Brian?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry to leave you holding so long. Go ahead, man.
Nah, sir, I'm loving the show, bro. Loving the show.
Thank you very much.
I'm half of your listening audience in Utah here. The other half's my roommate.
That's funny. So
two motherfuckers in Utah drinking coffee, too? Bro. What's up, man?
No, originally I was calling about, like, you were talking about being kind of like cocky versus confident. We always hear women love confidence, right?
Mm.
Be self-confident and be funny, humorous, but... if you're going to be confident, you have to have belief in yourself over others.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, you're going to believe in yourself over other people.
Yeah, you really sound like you believe in yourself, Brian. Get your belief together, my friend. What's going on here? Step it up, Utah. Come on.
What's
your question?
I wanted to hear what the women had to say about whether a guy's like confident or cocky.
No. You can hear the vaginas drying up in the room.
I'm a dick.
We had a room full of sexual energy. You could just feel the anger making the vaginas wet in here. You can feel anger. Erica ruining this chair, by the way. No question. Look, she made a whatever face, but nigga. Uh-huh, whatever. That's the face you made, bitch! Don't act like you didn't! What face she make, Reggie?
Whatever.
Hey, thanks for calling, dude.
Mr. Utah.
Get that chick, Patrice.
Mr. Utah, you sound very sweet.
Oh, Lady Trucker. We're going Lady Trucker. Lady Trucker?
Yes. Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
How are you?
Good. In the last hour and 20 minutes, Jeffrey has made around 10 AJ poopy shit references.
What? What is that?
that's a reference to Sam's character.
Really?
Affected by the power of the pussy.
Who isn't?
Jeffrey.
He's not affected.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, he's gay.
No. Jacqueline, is Jeffrey gay?
No.
Absolutely not. And she's saying that with, like, 10-inch tongue, no. Like, no, motherfucker. She says he's not gay.
Well, that's nice. Then he'll turn around for a while he's in denial and say he's bi.
What? But okay. Why is he gay? Yeah. Why is he gay? Come on, don't just be a girl. Don't just say he's a faggot.
First of all, you gotta meet somebody.
Say nothing. Say something. Why is he gay? Why? What is he saying as gay? He's not gay.
There's three times that he said, "Oh, I'm going out, but yeah, I'm going out to get girls. Yeah, I go out to get girls. Girls. Yeah, that's the reason."
Doesn't that make him heterosexual?
Well,
I think she's trying to say that she, in her opinion, he's overdoing it to get his heterosexuality.
He's overcompensating. So what she's saying is,
I don't think he's doing that.
As much as I want it to be true, I want Jeffrey to be gay because he's too powerful for his own reason. He's just too powerful.
He's not gay.
I'm comfortable with my feminine side. I'm comfortable with. I know that sounds fucked up.
I'm gonna fucking have him killed.
You know
what?
I can wear a pink shirt.
There's nobody in this room that's gay. Maybe you're a dyke.
Who?
Oh no.
Is that lady on the
Lady
phone?
Trucker?
Lady Trucker.
No,
Lady Trucker's married or whatever.
A woman married to a gay man for 21 years.
Yeah, he's not no Lady Trucker. All right, well, Lady Trucker, thanks. We're
married
trying to figure. I don't think that Jeff is gay.
Is that what she said? Married to a gay man for 21 years?
Yeah, she said.
Hey, Lee in Tennessee, man.
Lee,
what up? Lee,
Lee fell asleep, I think.
Lee did it?
Fell asleep.
Hey, Lee, you there? 10, 9, 8, 7, 9, 9. Okay, see you later. Sorry, Lee. Carrie in Wyoming.
Hey, what's up, Doe?
How are you, man?
I'm all right.
What up, hey, Wyoming? What the fuck's up, nigga?
Those girls that are in the room don't understand the dick, because number one, the dick is going just a game to up.
Oh, you got a bad connection, dude. You got a shitty... So call back when your connection's ready. Sorry, sweetie. Jake in Brooklyn. Jake.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo, nigga. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, son. What up?
I want to touch on something that you mentioned before about the cheating. And, okay, you know, men having more than one woman and the woman trying to play her, not playing her position.
Right.
It's a natural instinct for a man to have more than one woman because there's more women on the planet than men.
I agree with you.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to understand.
I agree with you, Jake.
These things don't happen.
There's two lovely girls over there. I want to fuck them both. Think I just want one? I don't want to choose. Two vaginas. Eight vaginas.
A woman is a man's possession. And it's
he stepped it up. Wow. He said, wait, let me repeat what you said, Jake. Slow down. We need you to slow down because you're saying some phenomenal shit right now.
All right. You are our
possession, Jake said. Don't forget that. Go ahead, Jake.
We own you.
Kunta Kente. Kizzy.
A woman is a man's possession.
Mm.
I don't mean to possess it like I possess my car or possess my dog. But it's my possession, for I am responsible because I am the head
science
of the house.
Right, take care of me.
Understand.
On the money, Jake.
You are like a sofa pillow or refrigerator door. You are mine to move and adjust open as I please.
Jake, how many women do you have?
Say it again, baby.
How many women do you have?
I live with two.
Do you have room for one
more? Whoa, wait a minute.
Hold on.
Let's not marginalize that. You live with two girls, Jake?
I'm an Israelite, baby.
So that means he reads, read this, my brother.
Read.
And you shall have two bitches sucking your dick anytime you want. Read it again, my brother.
Let me stop it on.
Go ahead.
Let me say this to the panel ladies. You have to understand something. What Patrice is kicking is he's kicking some mature shit for mature men. This is not for men that are not mature. This is not for the men that walk into a candy shop and just try to grab every ass candy that they can grab. This is for some mature men that understand their worth, understand what the woman's worth is. Now, once a man can understand what he's dealing with, what he's capable of doing, then he's capable of dealing with more than one woman. One woman cannot satisfy a man.
Mm.
Read that,
my brother. Wait a minute, hold on, Jake. Read. Let me read it. One woman, read it again, my brother.
Read.
One woman cannot satisfy a man's need. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Now, you have to understand something. It's not something that the woman is doing wrong. You understand something. If I fuck one chick, that chick might make me feel like a king. Mm. I fuck one chick, another chick, I get upset that I fucked her. She wasn't worth shit. Now, not to demean women, but different pussy make men feel different ways.
Oh, shit. Hold on, Jake. Slow down, dude. We found Jake. We have found the reverend of this fucking show.
Let me say this.
Let me say this, ladies. Do you have any response to this? Hold on, Jake. We got to make sure the ladies have a chance to retort the fact that they are possessions and we need different pussy. And different pussy makes us feel different ways, which I agree with you 110%. I'm going to buy a dashiki tomorrow. Hold on, Jake. Anything, Draquin?
I'm disgusted a little bit. Seriously.
With who?
With Israel.
With Jake the Israelite?
Jake.
It sounds like a line of shit. Right.
With Jake the fucking...
I agree with Jake.
Jake, do you have room for one more?
Oh, no doubt, baby.
And you want to be the one more?
Yeah, I will. I mean, if you really got enough dick to fuck three bitches, make them all
feel
good.
It's not about enough dick. You can't.
Oh,
shit.
What do you do?
Listen, baby.
I don't get it. He just said different pussy make a man feel different.
Yes.
So different dick. I want to feel different, Jake. Make me feel good. Can you make me feel different?
Do you see something? Let me say something, Jake.
I don't understand. You don't think different dick make women feel? Goddamn, Dante is gonna fuck me differently than you.
But you still ultimately. Hold on, Jake. Hold on, Erica. Erica, hold on a second. Jake, hold up. Let me just say this.
it, what we get out of pussy is not what you get out of dick.
Of
you do
course,
not,
it's different.
You do not want a bunch of different, you don't crave different dick. You might crave different feeling. You might even crave different shape. But you don't crave a bunch of strange dick in your pussy.
Not necessarily strange.
You don't.
You don't think so.
We want strange.
Your woman, she, the threesomes and stuff y'all have.
Who
y'all,
are you,
fuck,
pussy?
Anonymous.
She don't never fuck no. She
anonymous.
Don't fuck
dude.
Yeah, she will if she needs okay. to. If she needs
she
to.
She needs to.
But so, she really doing it. It's the experience. That, it's the experience.
You really think
really
that,
what makes her happy is being doing that
let
with me, not on her own.
Put your, okay,
it's
that's the
chemistry.
No.
She's
no.
Feeling chemistry and chemistry.
A lot of times you want to add other dick in the mix because the dick that's there. All right,
hold up, Jake.
Let me listen to
Jake, man. Jake the Black Israelite. That's who he is right now. That's okay. So people know what the fuck he's dealing with.
Jake the Black Israelite.
Jake Black Israelite.
Let me drop this on you, Erica. So you keep getting caught up into dick that men just look for, you know, that you're just looking for dick, and men just look for pussy. It's a deeper gratification than that. You seem not to understand the reason why you don't grasp it as a woman because it wasn't meant for you to grasp. Like
okay,
but
then stop talking to me then. Let Patrice grasp it.
Let me finish, baby, please. Women giving birth, that's the beauty that God gave to a woman. Men cannot experience that. That is not something that was meant for us to experience. So that is something meant for you. So there's also something that God gave to men. One woman cannot satisfy a man. It's not something that you're doing wrong. It's just something that he put in men.
Natural.
But if it's so natural, why would God create two creatures that are supposed to be together and be down with?
We're not
to
supposed
be
to be together.
No.
We're
listen,
not.
Listen, okay, y'all.
Wait
y'all
a minute. Hold on.
Really
hey, Jake. Thank
right
you. Hey, Jake. Thank you so much for calling.
Right
and make sure you always call in. That's Jake the Israelite. Jake the Black Israelite
Jake,
should be applauded.
Hey,
he just taught me something. Thank you, Jake.
Yes, sir.
I need your address.
Let me.
The Reverend.
Let me say though.
I need your address.
Nah,
and
man, just what? Just, hang up. Hang up on Jake. Listen, what I'm saying, what he's saying is this. You ever see those fucking nature shows?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a male creature
stay
male, with the bitch in a nature show?
Never.
He fucks penguin. And you penguin?
Penguin is the only
and
one.
They're
the faggots of Alaska. They hold the eggs. Every seriously respected animal that's a man on the mother, he fucks and just it. Goes, nice talking
his,
to you.
His only job, his only
fun.
Job is to fight the other alpha male.
And get
if
the pussy.
He gets his ass beat by the alpha male that beats him takes all his
and,
bitches.
And yes. men, human animals have made a deal with social contract. We have this social contract that we, make ourselves not animals. So we fight not being animals. But really, our instinct is not to be with you for the rest of your fucking life.
But wait a minute. The thing is that what about the health, though, of the female? And it's like, it's not you
good luck
having
to you.
Sex with one female and then mixing them juices up with mine. Sometimes that is not the most healthy thing for
but
a woman.
That has nothing to do with the natural order.
But I'm saying if it's natural order, then it would be so that we could all do it and be harmonious and be
that's,
healthy.
That's the natural
if
order.
If we're not harmonious with it, it's not natural.
The
it's when you go against nature is when things happen.
That's not true. That's not true.
Wait a minute. Stop the presses. We have to start now. We have to wind down a little bit. Calm it down.
Oh.
Will, my man Will Sylvans, you see him on Def Comedy Jam
Will,
this
up?
Month on pay-per-view, man. One of the best sets you ever see in your life. He came a little late. He brought two dynamite-looking women. One is married, but I mean, with a rock like you would not fuck it. She don't even want to have anything to do with this horse shit because mm-hmm. she's very happy. Aren't you, Precious? Yeah, liar, another liar. And how about you? What is your name, gorgeous?
Natasha.
And what third world country are you from originally?
I'm actually from Morocco. It is a third world country.
I know it is. You don't have to tell me, you little pizza maker. Look at you. Delicious. You have a boyfriend?
No.
Of course you don't. See? Aw, that's good. All right, listen. So we're going to get everybody's plugs in if they have any. Hey, look, let me thank you because we're winding down. Let me. We got a little bit of time, but let me get everybody's plugs in. And people who called in, man, God bless you for calling in. I can't get to you, but we'll see you next time. Drew, you got anything?
Yeah, myspace.com/thegreatDrewBoogie. That's it.
That's it? Just MySpace? MySpace.com/thegreatDrewBoogie.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
You, Danny, besides Baby Girl beating out of order?
Nah, that's it.
Besides her yapping out of turn every fucking 5 seconds?
O&A, 6 to 12. Monday through Friday.
That's it? All right. And you, Jeffrey, again, want to do the book?
My book, Filthy, Funny, and Totally Offensive. It's available at Amazon.com and on my website, JeffreyGurian.com, JeffreyGurian.com.
Jeffrey Gurin.
Yeah.
Gotta give Jeffrey a hand.
Yeah,
that was
for real.
Blessed.
Thank
hey,
you, bro.
Your aura blessed us
it
today,
so
my friend.
It was so fun to be here,
holy
man.
Shit,
it was
nigga.
It's a fuchsia aura.
And lovely Jacqueline, anything going on besides Black Men in Bridgeport? Look at how gorgeous she is. Look
well,
at her.
I'm doing the Couture Fashion Week.
Juicy Couture.
No. Couture fashion shows are, I just work with John Ferrez Fashion.
Mm.
And this evening I was with Katia's Couture Collection. And tomorrow I have another show at 4 o'clock.
Well, thank you very much.
All shows that I can't get into.
Lighten up.
Oh,
see, I'm trying to be nice because, boy, there was a... All right, move on in there, but I did it. You should be proud of me, Jeffrey. I fucking did it.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
you,
sir. Erica, lovely Erica. Anything gorgeous?
Don't even try it, Patrice. I have a one-woman show called Penis Envy, as a matter of fact.
Of course.
Of course you do.
March 1st, you can check out the Black Comedy Experiment and also see me starring in the movie Push this fall. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Anything else? That's it?
And you'll love this. Tomorrow, I'm actually hosting something called Fat Poetry. It's all fat chicks doing poetry.
F-A-T or P-H-A-T?
Big fat black women.
Big fat black women.
Yes. I will open
the revolution will not be between these motherfucking thighs.
Patrice is going to be the main dude there.
Will? Sorry y'all didn't get a chance to listen to Will because he got a story like a motherfucker. But we should have got it.
Go to myspace.com/WillSylvins. WILSYLVINCE.
And Will got 18 million MySpace friends and no one knows who the fuck he is. He got more MySpace friends than me. I got credits. I never heard of this nigga if I wasn't his friend. Reggie, what you got going on, man?
I got my website is DanteNero.com. MySpace / Dante.
No shows,
slash
nigga?
Brooklyn. I'm at Stand Up New York next week and Comedy
during
Village.
During the Thanksgiving Day thing?
Yeah.
I mean, Valentine's?
Yeah.
I'm there, too. I'm at Stand Up New York on Valentine's. We're at the same place.
And I got a...
Are you there, too?
No, I'm at Caroline's with Damon Wayans.
Next week?
Yeah, next week.
We'll be with Caroline's with Damon Wayans next week at Caroline's. I'll be at Stand Up New York with Dante. That's the 13th, 14th, 15th, and 16th. Of February. I'll also be in Philly at the Helium Comedy Club in Philly
and I got a movie.
On that
I got
Sunday.
The movie. The movie's coming out late
What's the
summer.
Movie with Terrence Howard, right?
Terrence Howard called Fighting.
All right. Now, how much time I got? Because I got to read this shit here.
Oh, yeah,
1 minute?
I wanna, that's all we got?
Okay, 2 minutes now. Because this bitch has, of course, she got to bring us down. Good Lord. Ivy got something wrong with her pussy. Ivy Supersonic needs pussy surgery next week. I quote, can someone help her pay at Mount Sinai Hospital? 212-780-3329. 212-780-3329. If you want to help Ivy's pussy.
Why should anybody help her pay for a pussy surgery?
She got a polyp on her pussy.
She got a polyp. I can't afford Mount Sinai Hospital or the...
She got a fucking $1,000 out of yours.
Oh, shit, you motherfucker. You did. You caught her. You told me you got $1,000 glasses, bitch. Sell them shits.
Naked hats ain't got no benefits.
$1,000 ain't gonna do enough for
she makes a living selling hats. So
somebody
can raise the money.
We're gonna give people. We're gonna give people a choice. We gave it. Hey, look, what the fuck? 212-780-3329. If you want to help this bitch pay for it,
listen, everybody.
Somebody pay for that.
Everybody out there, I'm looking for Xbox 360 games. Help me out. Email me. MySpace.com.
Hey, baby, it's out there. What are you gonna do?
Thank you. I thank you so much.
Danny XM202.
I pay my lawyers. I'm being sued by for a million. From Fox.
I'm looking
is
for
it.
DC DVDs.
Fucking crazy.
And Xbox 360 games.
I'm
and how do you know that it
is fucking crazy?
I want a flat panel for my bedroom too. Thanks.
Mr. Israelite, come to my show tomorrow, please. Israelite guy, come to my show tomorrow. Take care.
Hey, you know it's Black History Month. I'm being honored this month.
Jen
going.
Oh, Black History Month.
Being honored by the Black community for bringing comedy to
one
inner city kids.
Man,
being honored.
You're the best, Jeff.
28th.
Jeff's right. Helping out Black kids.
Just for helping out Black kids.
Helping out.
Look at Danny. I love Danny. That's what I'm talking about, Danny.
I'm the master.
I got soft. Danny stayed with how he's supposed to be. You and your broke pussy.
And if you
want to
see Jacqueline in her bikini, look at my website.
What kind of surgery are you getting to your pussy? What is
Jacqueline is on my website.
You see how fast Reggie threw her on the floor?
Right.
What does it do?
How quick was she to brag about her $3,000 bag?
That's true.
Why'd you ask that cop to pay for that pussy surgery?
That's true.
Pussy surgery.
That is. But she wrote that shit. Look,
you don't need no pussy surgery.
Wait, hold up.
She wrote.
Hold up.
Oh my god.
Her pussy broke. Hey, we'll see y'all next time, man. Thanks for coming, Jeffrey, again.
Thank you.
Well, sorry, baby, but, you know, thanks. See y'all, man. Thanks a lot.
This concludes Saturday Night Virus.